Blog Talk Radio.
Son, I am your host, Dry Bones, and we're going to lay it down this morning, man. We are ready to go. This is going to be one of the programs you're going to get something out of. Just like last week, we told you last week, these cases that's going on. We just had the Jesse Smutlet do a disservice to all of us, basically, because even though we know from the past, false accusations been put on black men for raping white women. We knew all that. But this was a flip. I don't know if they wanted to be women that day or not, but what happened was outrageous. Now we get to see the repercussions of all this. Also going on in the news. Oh, my goodness. I mean, so much going on. But today's program is on you. I want to let everybody in the 10 regions come in because, man, we got war on the horizon. I mean, if you don't know what's going on in Ukraine, China about to take Taiwan. I mean, all this is going on right before our very eyes. And so now we're going to enter into the world of the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun, and take you through a journey through time, ahead of your time. Today's program is called Facts. Let's talk some facts today on y'all. Slavery or freedom, two words that everybody know about. And a person on this line ain't never heard about slavery or freedom. Let's talk. See, everybody has a right to be free to use your body, because that's what they gave you, a mind and a body, to use for your better good. So if you break down the process of the better good and say, I don't want to eat right, that's on you. If you get into the thing where, it's my body, I can take all the drugs I want, that's on you. See, ain't no, that's, you choose to do that. You choose to be a sex addict. You choose to be a eating addict. You choose to be a gossip addict. That's on you. No forced entry on you. That's what you call freedom. I got freedom to knock myself out. Now, there's a repercussion when you get into law and matter. Just another thing. Life, law, matter. So keep those words in line. Slavery, freedom, law, and matter. So everything you do will have a repercussion on some front of force. It can be a galactic force, which y'all call karma. Y'all always say, if something come against me, it's by karma. Okay, well, then go with that premise today. Go with that premise. So basically what you're telling me, if y'all listening very well, is that I have a choice to do whatever with my body. Women want to prostitute, that's her body. She want to have abortion, that's her body. It's laws in place to say, you want to have a transvestite party, and all y'all become women after work, that's on y'all. Long as you don't hurt anybody in the boundaries of law. Now, it's only one thing on the planet right now that's above freedom, and it's a slavery. That means that if I tell you, you got to do something. This is where most people get broken up at. See, this is where slavery comes in. I'm just going to use it on the simplest level as a relationship. If I tell you to be home by 9 o'clock, and you ain't home by 9 o'clock, and you know you're going to come home, I'm going to give you an ass whooping, that's slavery. Big difference. See, that's when you have some type of restrictions. Like, if you want to really get high all day, there's no restriction on you because you can do it. It's in the boundaries of where you do it. Now we get into something even deeper. Medical. Now, medical has changed and metamorphosized into different things. For open this mic up. One minute it was supposed to save humanity, but now it's been used. That's freedom. See, I have the freedom to ask the doctor, can you please give me this, that, this? And he has the freedom to say no. Or he can say yes. So when y'all go to get your radiation treatment, you know that it kills the cells. But you got a choice. Your mind gonna say, I'm gonna fight it on the level of consciousness when you take fruits, vegetables, all what you need. They got now vegetables and capsules and fruits and they got all kind of shit. So you choose to go into these hospitals because we've been brainwashed, all of us, to go to the hospital. Something happened to me right now. What's the first thing I want to think of? Got to get to the goddamn hospital, not knowing if it's life or death, slavery or freedom. That's today's program. Now I'm going to go to the premise and then I'm going to open up the mics. I'm going to show you how we told you how many programs ago, that this was a psyop. Not just me. Many of you on the line have told people this is a validation. I went and got quotes. This ain't me talking today. This is quotes from the big boys. Quotes from the big boys. But I'm going to start with one today because Bob Dole died. And the tornadoes, oh my goodness. Some of them states, man, oh man, infrastructure bill is definitely necessary. We're going to talk about weather wars. Was that made to get the infrastructure bill jump started? I'm just throwing it out, y'all. Y'all know they got the weaponry to make a tornado be super powerful. Y'all know that. I ain't got to tell y'all this line. Y'all have to drop off. But we're going to get deep now because I'm going to go with quotes. So all you have been listening think this is a factual show, you're fooling yourself. We're going to talk about crypto, how the market has been fluctuating. Many of you are going to the metaverse. We see y'all talking about it, beautiful things. Let's see if it really comes to fruition because there's a power base that's creating this. One is called Jacob Rothschild. If y'all don't know him, y'all better look him up. They made quotes. They confessed before the whole world because it was a conjunction of the stars. Y'all don't even know, many of y'all know on this line know that. They got to confess all their sins to the Holy Father. I'm going to start the day with one of the oldest, got to be reptilian on the planet right now. Power. Still, parents, grandmamas don't die. Henry Kissinger is still alive, everybody. And here's a quote from Henry Kissinger. We're going to start this out. This is going to be straight up facts today, not even me talking, other than to tell you what they're about to say. Henry Kissinger, quote from a speech at the WHO, that means World Health Organization Council on Eugenics, February 25, 2009. This is Henry Kissinger at the World Council of Health, the WHO organization. Who loves you, baby? Council on Eugenics. This is a quote. Once the herd accepts mandatory vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything. Forcibly, blood or organ donations for the greater good. We are genetically modifying children and sterilizing them for the greater good. Control sheep minds and the control of the herd immune. Let me just finish this because I'm so excited. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room are investors. It's a big win-win. We then send out the herd, and the herd pays for us to extermination services. Now, this is Henry Kissinger. Go check it out online. 2009, February 25th. Comes up with a speech like that on the World Health Organization on Eugenics. Now, why haven't we heard about that? Where's the news? Where's Black News at? Where's BT? Somebody got to show up for this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now we will get into another man, old as hell. It's the old people, y'all. They ain't really old. They something else. I know. We'll get to that later. But Jacob Rothschild just quoted not long ago. And he's part of the Economist newspaper. Just go look that up. Facts matters. Quote, it's obedience training. That's the point. We are being trained to obey deceitfully, irrationally, immorally of self-destruction dictates. For the new world order, we need a much deeper lasting compliance. When the overwhelming majority of the people yield in allowing you to inject into them a substance which any free and thinking, that's a free and thinking person like yourself, he's talking to the crowd, would reject or object to. Not even knowing what the substances are, but trusting their governments and their media networks, then that is certainly the most important victory our structure could ever hope for. Now, another quote from him in the same span of the year. The universal vaccine program not only opens the door for behavior control through gene modification and enhancement, but more importantly, for the present operation of psychological behavior control with vaccines is more fundamental. Regardless of the whether or not the vaccines are unnecessary or useless regarding the vaccine, or even harmful for many, this is the key, everybody, they are the most uniform and concentrated psychological weapon ever devised to control human behavior. They say the mask is like everybody going into compliance. It's a compliance mechanism under control. Unquote. I'm giving a synoptic view of Rothschild and Henry Kissinger. But here is hope, everybody. Listen up. It's always hope at the end of the rainbow. See, when you don't read and you don't look up shit, and you're sheep zombies, and everything is fear, and you go into psychotic delusion. I got to take this. I got to do that. I got to save my children, and you give them over to the state. This is what the real people fight, real fight. This is freedom fighters right here. Lisa, a woman, Lisa Williams from Tampa. Oh, Tampa. That day going to be at 4:30. Oh, my goodness. Tampa, Florida. They're a part of a 2,000 member coalition of airline workers filing a lawsuit against the airlines. Guess what, everybody? You can't sue Big Pharma, but you can sue your employer. Let's open up the mics, baby, because the money shall roll. Let me go to 8554. You on the mic, Chicago Chi-Town. Let me go to all the people. Let me get y'all mics opened up. 3364. Go ahead. 8554, you're on the line. Welcome, brother. It's hot, dude.
Man, literally back from Memphis. Just missed that storm. I got back. I got back Friday night.
Yeah, serious destruction, man. Unbelievable. I've been through that. It's unbelievable.
Illinois, Kentucky, parts of Tennessee. But here's the thing we'll be talking about today. Now, would y'all believe me if I told you just within the past week or so, COVID is on the back burner in Chicago. But we have another so-called epidemic or crisis. It's not the pandemic no more. It's these young kids out here carjacking, shooting people, beating up the bus drivers, robbing them in broad daylight.
Well, dude, me and you all talked about this. We've been saying it for years. Y'all have been under experimentation with the array of things back for at least about like maybe nine, eight, maybe more than that now, 10 years for sure. And I'm sure they know what they're doing. It's concentrated. I could tell how you see how they all jump together and using social media to do this, these carjackings and all that stuff. They know how to use the phones. They know how to use all of that. So basically, it's like an intel program using the youth.
But it's almost like go back and watch The Kingsman, especially the first one. It's almost like these kids are literally chipped, or like you said, with the phones and stuff, and somebody hit the switch. Now, what's going on in Tennessee in terms of this whole COVID thing? Ain't nothing going on with COVID because the governor and the people got together and say, hey, you're not going to put us on no lockdowns. This shit's not going to happen. So basically what it is, it's up to the people to stop this bullshit. If you continue to keep believing this stuff, mm-hmm. you're giving away your so-called freedom. You're giving away your so-called rights. Like as far as Tennessee is concerned now, they got their own issues too, from his crime. But one of the biggest things they're working on now is the whole immigration piece. If your child is not an actual citizen, they're not getting up in the schools up in Tennessee. Here in Illinois, it's the opposite. So, and it's just like even with Memphis, it's like no mask mandates or anything like that. If you want to wear a mask, that's on you. But, bro, the people walking around, living their lives, going about their business. They're not even talking about no COVID shit.
So it's interesting for me because it's
almost like I'm living in two different realities.
Right.
Because what's going on in one place might not be happening in another.
That's correct. And that's where we are at, everybody. Wherever your location is on this planet, on the grid, you best know that what's happening in Florida, that's in Florida, that court case with the airline.
Right.
So we got to realize that there is an escape route. We start to use it, start to realize that, start spreading the word because people are having adverse effects to this, and you can't sue Big Pharma. This would get crazy. You know, we talk about this all the time with y'all. I don't know.
With the federal court cases, the COVID thing is getting shut down, so that should tell you something right there.
Right, but they ain't listening because a mandate is the governor's. Now, Holcomb in New York State, now let me listen to y'all in reason five. I mean, this is amazing. Reason four, all y'all, reason two.
And they just implemented a mask mandate for the state of New York, so now that's seven states.
That's my thing. That's what they say, the seven heads. That is said, these groups have already made a decree. I just told y'all this is like, man, they are so happy that I've seen people still today, everybody, listen carefully, riding in the car with masks on, in the car, just by themselves. So you have to understand that the PSYOP is still ongoing for those of them who can't transition out that PSYOP. It's like the Matrix movie coming out at the right time. They can't transition out of this. So they see only one reality. The reality is that the court cases have been set for us. Anybody that takes a shot now without resistance, you are a sheep, pretty much. Because what's going to happen is they're going to see that it's unconstitutional, everybody. It's unconstitutional. It's unfortunate that we don't know the Constitution. It's nothing. That's very sad today. We do not know the laws even that govern the universe, let alone the Constitution. So it's impossible for people to tell your friends or family, oh, you could sue the county, y'all. Dade County ain't trying to fight nobody no more because they know people are prepared. I'm telling you, only thing happening here in Dade County is we got an influx of everybody coming here. We are building a new reality right here through
right
gentrification. I mean, everywhere we go is building here. And it's going to get even more because people are coming here in groves because they're escaping the seven sisters. Oh, man, we're about to get deep today. Oh, yeah. See, that's all allegory talk. Seven. See, they knew it had to be seven. This is the seventh thing. They use an astrological power, y'all. We're going to get into that later. I'm telling y'all, this is way beyond most people's comprehension, unfortunately.
And according to Eddie Harris's book, the number seven means physical and material completion.
Yeah. That's why they said we came through the Pleiades, which is the seven star systems that they say that we yielded from. That's why all y'all Dogon worshipers across Africa and these continents worshiping people coming from the stars, okay, y'all go find out it's not a joke. Let me go to 3364. We about to get hot. I told y'all. It is a
hey, my time. Lord.
There you go.
Hey, my Lord. Hey. Bro, can you send me that thing on Henry Kissinger, man, in 2009? That should be blasted everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Look, what was going on in 2009 at that time? It was Obama was there, and then they were doing that financial shit, meltdown with the money. And
That's right.
That means they distracted everybody from what Henry Kissinger was doing, man.
Yeah.
So that shit beautiful, man. That should be blasted every goddamn way, man.
Well, I'm glad it's blasted. It is blasted. It's blasted right here on the drop.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all gonna blast that shit.
Yes, sir. I'm going to spread that shit like doo-doo everywhere, man. Well, look here, man. This thing with that shit happening in Mayfield, Kentucky, that was beautiful, man. If that shit tore up the police station, the courthouse, the fire department, that's beautiful. Shut all this shit down, man. I hope all this shit, all these state capitals, even though we finna have a black governor, all this shit, government shit, get shut the fuck down, man. I'm sick of them anyway.
Well,
they ain't doing nothing.
Well, they're gonna shut
anyway.
Down.
Huh?
Let's go now. We got to do the, you know, everything got a polarity. So you said, if they shut it down, give me the synoptic of the repercussion that you see immediately that we need to be prepared for if this could happen, no doubt about it. What you suggest?
Yes, sir. Well, see, with physics, like you said, for every action, there equals an opposite reaction, man.
Correct.
If you inhale, you got to exhale. So this shit gets shut down, then the people start our own shit the right way, man.
Hold on.
That's,
I like that.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. So you're talking about going back to the ancient principle of bartering.
Everything, man.
That means me and you. That means me and you just do the transaction. That means that if me and you do something together, we got to be more than, it got to be, I'll go back to what it used to be. Our word was our bond. If I say I'm going to give you
yes,
something.
Yes, sir.
There you go. All
yes,
right.
sir,
gonna,
man. That's the way it's going to happen, man.
Everything
get this old evil shit system coming to an end, man. So to my man, Brother D, I detect the sound of your voice, man. You kind of upset. See, I study sound, what people say, man. So my man D sound like he about to get the 440 hertz, D dropping. You got to stay up, my brother. Don't let this shit get you
down.
Well,
you got to realize
You're right. You're right.
It's kind of fucked up
because my energy gets up when I come back here. When I'm down in Tennessee, my whole vibration is different.
Because you
it only changes when I come
you
back
said,
up here.
You said that already. That makes sense. Remember what he just said? He said, I'm in two dualities. He don't see nothing in the other one. And he sees something. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Now, Wes, you pretty been in a great reality. I don't know if you go to different, but you pretty much seem to be stationary in a good reality. If you go to two different states on a regular basis, even three, you're gonna see differences. You're gonna be like, man, I'm way ahead of my thinking on some people that you don't even think you're gonna be. So the problem is that you see a good reality. You better be blessed that you're able to see this, because what happened is he being drained by where he's going to, because that reality is different. Look at his governor Pritzker. I mean, he come on talking shit. Now, what they gonna do for it? Now, they could call a state of emergency. Now, listen, everybody, hold on. Let me get. I hope y'all know during natural disasters, especially if they predicated on taking powers, FEMA comes in. Everybody, I've been through this already.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through it already. See, FEMA come in immediately. They got so much money, they will wipe that out in a heartbeat. But what they gonna build, everybody? What was that? We better check that track of land they actually jacked up. That was the biggest track of land hit by a tornado in a long. It went 250 miles. I don't know if y'all ever
And Wesley, and guess what else got destroyed down here in the cut of border of Illinois? It was an Amazon warehouse. Six people got killed.
That's right, Amazon.
Wow.
Amazon.
Wow.
Amazon. Now Amazon, let's go there. I want y'all to know, y'all been doing these shows on Metaverse, our brother Tubbs. You could invest in it, because Amazon is going to make it where the supply chain now, on purpose, everybody, they got the drones to bring merchandise. It's already a done deal. Now, you just heard what Henry Kissinger said. He said, we already invested. Now, we got to ask ourselves, what do we want to invest in as a group? I'm willing to invest in power, for sure. But it's got to be like these people. You got to watch let's watch the premise. That's what they said. We're going to invest in this. Now, if we're going to break the metaverse and all that, we're going to have to say what we're going to invest in this virtual reality. Because you just said yourself, Brother D, you in two virtual realities. I'm in three. It's a bunch of virtual realities out here that you go into different states, totally different. Makes you nervous. You say, damn, the governor is talking about children with a mask on in school all day. Didn't you just see Henry Kissinger just told you? Henry Kissinger, let me read that for y'all one more time. Henry Kissinger said, if we have to genetically modify children and sterilize them for, quote, the greater good. Who's the greater good, y'all? Y'all better look up what greater good being in Masonic and occult terminology. Don't look at it to your mind. You better look at what does greater good mean in occult. Then you'll find where I'm coming from. Can't keep telling y'all this is dangerous shit.
Then we're
shit.
Talking about eugenics. We're talking about transhumanism at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, the man had a meeting in 2009. But that was a crisis where they the Bush brothers, the Bush son. I'm telling you, Bush is in there. Anybody know our early show? We show you the Bush family is connected to the Nazis. I didn't find this out. White folks found it out for me. Thank you, white folks, for telling me. Because I didn't. It wasn't no black that told me this. It was a white group. Told me that they were Nazis and that they were Nazis. And they gave me up. I shared it with everybody in South Florida. They're not. Anybody can never say it. Sure. We found out that's why the Bush family never came around Trump. Ever. Even though they're in the same circles, same secret societies, they never said a word because they knew that that was the war. The war has already been gone. The war been going on, everybody. The war been going on, just like sister's been saying. So the war right now is about you and I being turned into transhumanism. Our kids, me and you, going all of us on this line, past a certain age, 40, probably 40 up, may not get the, but the children, oh my God. Anytime, they show you in the meeting, look what they just said, we got to get your five-year-olds. That's just what Henry Kissinger said. We are fighting eugenicists with black faces. I'm going to throw some monkey wrenches today. So black faces at the forefront. Let's get busy on the Helios. We know we don't play.
Black female faces on top of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Y'all about to see what's going to happen. Y'all about to see what's going to happen.
They got your sisters, man.
Because remember, the law said you can't abort. You can abort babies, everybody. Even eat babies. Y'all heard it on here. Now, if you got the right to eat the babies, but you don't got the right to stop a vaccination. You can tell you that they know what they're doing. This is very strategic. Good thing I love reading the Occult World of the Demons. 1300, you on the line.
Yeah, well, a lot of my babies done got eight over the years.
Friendly pleasure, baby. I love it. Keep it going.
Yeah, man, just coming at you real quick. What's up to the family, Grand Rise, and to the Drywall Connection family? Did you hear about the Biden nominee for the comptroller of the currency? She withdrew her nomination. She withdrew her nomination because they did some digging and found out that she had communist ties. So, family, just to put that out there to reiterate, you know that they practice communism within the Democratic Party. So just keep that in mind. If you a Democrat, you support communism. So I just wanted to put that out there, family, because
hold on,
you gotta understand where we at with this metaverse thing.
Yeah, go ahead, jump.
This metaverse, man, it's gonna get ready to take over. Whether you want to or not, you already a part of it, because I got to reiterate this to the family, man. And I had a talk with the wifey, man, this weekend. I say, baby, let me explain something to you. When you don't fight this system that they're trying to implement, then guess what? That means you approve of it. You approve of it because once we in it, we're in it. Because, I mean, think about it, family. Just like you said, adverse effects of this vaccine on people, and people are dropping dead, people are getting sick, and think about it with that new Omicron. Everybody, I think they got like 30 cases now in the U.S., and out of all the 30 cases, all 30 of the people were vaccinated and had their boosters. So what does that tell us? That tells us that they the ones that spreading it. The virus is mutating within the people that has the vaccine, because I haven't seen not one Omicron case yet of a person that was not vaccinated. I digress, my brother.
Wow.
That's that gain of function, man. Hey, I sent y'all that video about they got graphene in the damn shot. The graphene is like some black powder. And then somebody had a pile of graphene on the table. They put a cell phone next to it. And that shit start moving, man. That shit start moving, that graphene stuff, man. So
now, hold on. You said more than that, everybody. Now, y'all been sending something. That was like months ago you sent that. You said something a couple way beyond that, when they said people was taking the cell phones and putting it near their arms in certain countries. Not here in America, but other countries is really in. Australia has gone berserk, everybody. Australia has went berserk. The cell phone had a code come up.
Yep.
And look it up for yourself. It's all the channels y'all told me to look up. I looked it up. Europe is under pressure. They are now. See, that's why I keep telling y'all, they don't mind killing their own people, so that means color don't matter to this. They will kill their own people. Now, here's what I got to play this for y'all. Everybody listen for the first time. See, y'all don't want to realize black folks, you're so powerful. You have no idea. They have to have you as the bomb, the powder keg, the one that was set it off. That's why they named it Black Lives Matter. They knew that was a communist word. I didn't say this. I look up the communist party because people told me to do this, who was great influencers to me. And it came to be fruition. Facts matters.
The communist plan for the conquest of the United States was explained to the American comrades by Moscow's agent, Joseph Pogani. Pogani was sent to this country by Stalin for the specific purpose of laying the groundwork for the agitation that would eventually develop into a Negro revolutionary movement. American Negro Problems was published in 1928 by Joseph Pogani using the alias John Pepper and carried the official communist line for America.
The Workers' Communist Party of America, in its fight against imperialism, must recognize clearly the tremendous revolutionary possibilities of the liberation movement of the Negro people. The Black Belt of the South, with its starving and pauperized Negro farmers and Negro agricultural working masses, with its Jim Crowism, its semi-feudal status, and its political system still bearing the earmarks of the period of slavery, constitutes virtually a colony within the body of the United States of America. the Workers' Communist Party of America puts forward correctly as its central slogan, abolition of the whole system of race discrimination, full racial, social, and political equality for the Negro people. But it is necessary to supplement the struggle for the full racial, social, and political equality of the Negroes with a struggle for their right of national self-determination. Self-determination means the right to establish their own state, to erect their own government if they choose to do so. The Negro communists should emphasize in their propaganda the establishment of a Negro Soviet Republic.
In 1934, the communist writers James W. Ford and James S. Allen further defined the Soviet Negro Republic.
The actual extent of this new republic would in all probability be approximately the present area in which the Negroes constitute the majority of the population. In other words, it would be approximately the present plantation area. It would be certain to include such cities as Richmond and Norfolk, Virginia, Columbia and Charleston, South Carolina, Atlanta, Augusta, Savannah, and Macon, Georgia, Montgomery, Alabama, New Orleans and Shreveport, Louisiana, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee.
These cities and the cities which lie within their spheres of influence became known in communist writings as the Black Belt of the South and were to constitute the nucleus of a future Soviet republic. At the National Convention of the American Communist Party, held in New York City in June of 1940, James Ford, the Communist Party candidate for the Vice Presidency of the United States, said,
"For the Negro in the South, my people, the Negro people of America, have in the Communist Party their best defender, the unfailing champion of their cause. I accept this nomination for Vice President of the United States."
By this time, the communist champions of the Negro race had hidden the revolutionary ideas and slogans for a Soviet Negro Republic behind the humanitarian banners of jobs, security, civil rights, and peace. These humanistic issues were to provide the friction necessary to divide the American people and lay the groundwork for revolution.
I am Leonard Patterson. When I was a young man, only 23 years old, I joined the Communist Party. I was a member of the National Executive Committee of the American Young Communist League. In 1930, I was the official communist candidate for election to New York State Assembly. I knew Gus Hall and other top-ranking American communists very well because I trained with them at the Lenin University in Moscow. I joined the party because I honestly thought the communists were trying to help American Negroes. I broke away from the party when it became clear to me what the communists were really up to, was to use the Negro people in this country as cannon fodder in a violent and bloody revolution aimed at the establishment of the American Soviet dictatorship. It was that simple, and it is still that simple today. Make no mistake about it. What is happening in the United States right now under the banner of civil rights is exactly what has happened in China, in Cuba, in Algeria, and many other places around the world.
I'm Julia Brown. For 9 years, I was a member of the Communist Party, serving as an undercover agent for the FBI. During that time, I learned that the communist conspiracy had been planning and working for years to bring violent revolution to America. It was to be a communist revolution, but the great majority of the American people would not be allowed to realize that until it had already happened. If all goes according to the communist blueprint, Americans will believe that the chaos and violence has something to do with civil rights. Our enemies were quick to find our weakest point for their attack. They knew that racial differences could provide them with an excellent wedge to divide our people. Their strategy simply has been to keep hammering on that wedge, to drive it deeper into our social structure, to open all wounds that have long since healed, and deliberately to create new ones wherever they can.
Unquote. Facts matters. That was actual interviews at the time, y'all heard, from the 30s to the 40s to the 50s. To the
60s. Hey, drop on. At least that sister, she went and told on her dumb ass that she was a double O Negro. Okay.
She said it.
I mean,
she
said she was double O Negro.
I love it. I'm glad you said that. She said she worked for the FBI as well.
Yeah.
But that's what we
that
do.
That's what Brother D was talking about, right?
But
double
hold on.
O Negroes. I mean, goddamn. I should take a black belt and put on her ass.
I love it because she only took the same premise. Now, let's be real, y'all. The same premise is the so-called gods of Israel, all the gods, they always sent out spies. Before you can take over something, you got to send out a spy. That's just common espionage sense. Brother D, you know. Now, she told the truth. I love that sister right there more than I love a lot of people because she said, I got to tell. They about to use our people as a powder keg. Now, this where it gets deep. Brother D, what you said, the children going berserk.
Mm-hmm. Somebody pressed their button.
Powder keg.
Yeah, that reminds me of what's that game?
The King's
Grand
Man.
Grand Theft Auto, man.
Yeah
Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm. But y'all just said yourself. They just told you. We're going to create. Now, we got to look at when they said it in their times, they gave us the foundation that it was a plan. Now we got to set eyes now as us in this time frame and say, where's the plan at? The plan everywhere. By giving everybody universal income. Ain't that welfare? Ain't that what they promote? Okay. Now, let's look at what they have done so strategically like chess. So smooth. They knew our people had a thing because the people they paid back in the days to keep this going. Y'all be mad right now. See, they said that. Then they just said, we're going to keep y'all unsuspected until it actually happens. That way, when it does happen, you
can... In other words, keep us distracted.
There you go. This is given to us by our own ancestors with the facts. Even I'm glad she was in the FBI. She said the FBI, that means the government is with this. She told you. Thank you, sister. She said the government.
Hey, and drop on. That's my thing, man. That's the whole thing that I was trying to break down to a lot of our family during this election cycle. How you know all of this stuff? You know Joe Biden wrote the crime bill. He not only wrote it, he bragging about he wrote it. And then
right.
You still go vote for this fool. That's what made me, and that's what I be trying to get people to see. It's not that we was trying to decide whether we was R or D. We just know we weren't going to be damn D because these people have been undermining us. And as you can see through that clip that you played, this has not just started. You're talking about what? It's 2020. You're talking about almost 60, 70 years ago. And these people have manipulated the minds of our people through civil rights movements. And like Dr. Claude Anderson say, hold on, let me say this. This is a good one here. He say, they'll let everybody else fight for their rights. Veterans fight for veterans' rights. Gays fight for gay rights. Feminists fight for feminist rights. Handicapped fights for disabled rights. But when you get around to black people, we go to Harlem by Silver. Dr. Claude Anderson say, I don't know no goddamn body named Silver.
Hey, 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 my man, hey, hey. Everybody, they buy Silver, man. S-I-V-E-R, Silver right now. That money talk, bro. Okay?
Oh, oh,
so
correct.
It's all bullshit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Brother West, that's a good analogy. I don't know if you even know
what
I'm talking
about.
Silver, silver.
That's what Prince was talking about. Yeah.
Now, but we've been telling, but homeboy, but those who know me for years, this ain't new, man. Anybody was in the Yahweh's, it was mandatory. Back then, let me just show you how long this has been going, y'all. Before y'all even got to this game, we've been doing this for a long time. The Hunt Brothers, you ever heard of the Hunt Brothers? They owned the silver back in the day of growing up. When I grew up,
and they
was
also
buying silver.
Owned the Kansas City Chiefs.
Absolutely. And they also owned the KKK and the Nation of Islam. don't think we forget that one. We ain't forgetting that. Now, let's get deep. The silver game.
And one more thing, Gabo, one more thing before you get deep. One more thing. That's why I'm always trying to draw an angle or a conclusion through the money game, because if you, at the end of the day, if you really, really, I'm talking to my brothers and sisters on this call, and we can make a movement, and we can make a difference. If you really, really wanted to stop whatever your argument is, whether it's white supremacy, whether it's civil rights, whether it's political, whatever, economic sanctions is the best way to get what you want overnight.
Thank you.
If you hold your dollar, or direct your dollars or invest your dollars into grassroots movements, you will stop this shit overnight.
Now, let's go there. Because right now, I'm going to tell you straight up. Yeah, this has been talk. That same talk has been the talk that we heard all, most of my whole adult life. We invest in ourselves. We do this with ourselves. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. You just heard magic. This is magic. They say that anytime a people can bring you into the university. See, y'all didn't realize they sent everybody to Moscow. I hope y'all listen good. Lenin School. Everybody. So they taught the blacks to defranchise themselves. That was the key. See, you used to be more, this is how bad it gets when you really know history good. We were more congruently, economically together in slavery than we was in freedom. Yeah, shall I repeat that one more time?
Big freaking facts. Big old ass facts.
Yeah, right. Because anytime a person, we have more love in slavery than we got today. So you got to realize that you don't even know what you're talking about today on this line. See, anytime somebody would spend their whole life looking for a loved one that was taken from them, that's real love. You get freed, and what you look for is your family. You know that's real family. See, y'all, we lost that. That was the whole trick. See, they knew. They said, God damn, these motherfuckers will look for their family fucking for a long time. We got to do something else. So they came with some extended shit, family shit. Y'all, this is what I say. Who started the shit? When we tell y'all it was the Democrats, y'all want to act like we saying worship Trump. That's how crazy most of y'all are. We ain't say worship Trump. We said republic. The republic is a word that anybody who claims they know history should already know. So why do they want you to fight against the republic, y'all? Because when you fight against the republic, guess what happens? You fight against yourself. So if they got it from the American. They got it from the American. They tell you in Webster dictionary what they look like. I learned this years ago when I was in my mid-20s. So I can't stand why we already in our 50s, close to 60s, and we still got to keep talking about this shit. Because you know why? They're using subtronic weapons. Now, y'all don't want to hear that shit, I know, because it scares y'all. Wes, you should know this already. They don't even, the phone.
Oh, yeah.
The
psychotronic
biggest weapon is right on you all day long. See, they knew that you see. That's how, I'm gonna tell you how smart these people are. They knew you would figure this out eventually. So they said, "How can we distract them to not realize who the new enemy is? New enemy is AI.
They dumb you down with a smart device.
Right. Takes away all intelligence." And that, see, they know that we dying off. So they got to go to the five-year-olds. Now, five. Why five? Y'all should know your own occult number. Why would they want to give a five-year-old a shot? Because what's the five, y'all? Y'all been saying, Brother Eddie, what y'all been saying? They start off with five.
And we're almost to the end of the year of the five, going to the six.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Now, do you know what you're doing? Now, we're gonna have to take a quick break because I know y'all. This is sad right here. It's gonna be sad, y'all. It's been told to y'all. I keep telling you, before you can have any, they're gonna do what they call the Azazel. I'm gonna say it one more time. Azazel, Uriel. That's all I can say, because you ain't going to get me in no trouble. But if you don't look up Azazel, then you don't want to know what's going to happen. That's all I'm going to say. Now, y'all mayor in Chicago told you who she with, and y'all still ain't vote her out.
How you do it, my thoughts are, because it's not written into law, it's just a very dominant culture. I think the only way you can do it is a couple ways. One, I'm thinking about an executive order from day one that says, you know, in more legalese than this is not a thing. We will not no longer honor this, because the way that aldermanic prerogative works is there's got to be compliance with the executive branch, because otherwise it doesn't work. So you got to eliminate that compliance, and you make it a mandate. And then you do training, particularly in the city, I'll call them licensing departments, whether it's zoning, buildings, housing will be impacted by it, planning certainly. And you pick the people to run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the new world order and good governance. And then I think you have the inspector general do some spot audits to make sure that there is real compliance.
She told you.
How you do it, my thoughts are, because it's not.
She told you. She told you. She said compliance.
Yep.
Tell you what. Now, let me play stuff for you, Chicago, because I love y'all, man. I've been there one time, and I got to go back because there's a lot of power in the five.
Shot
Town is a five. Y'all the capital of the five. and you're on a talk show called The Five. I told you, y'all, Brother Eddie been saying it. I mean, he got a book out. I don't know if he's going to put it on whatever, Amazon, whatever you got to do to put it on. But there is wealth of knowledge. Now, here we got to do it and talk about this right quick, y'all. When you hear people talk against what y'all know is a falsehood, you got to say, what I'm going to do? All y'all is lying. Because basically, y'all are, I don't know what other way to put it to you. You are what they talk about, the elect. It means that even though whatever you go through, you get lectured side, or you become, when you say, oh, I feel passionate. Passion is electric. That's why you have great sex when you are electricized. So basically,
that's
you
right.
have to say to yourself, how electric are you that you're able to now give off what we all say when we take off the hood, give me light. Let's talk. Well, I hope y'all ready for this.
Hey, y'all, it's funny you mentioned electric, and this goes to you, Brother West. Now, you know there's a new Spider-Man movie coming out called No Way Home where he's going to be dealing with different villains from these alternate realities from the old right. Spider-Man movies. And
right.
so happily, Jamie Foxx is going to be playing Electro.
Yeah, Electro. See, he's in the Jamie Foxx is in.
They make this shit up.
You can't make it up. See, I told you. We're just talking about their cult. All we're doing is talking about their cult world, everybody who's listening for the first time. And guess what? That's what they got to have, Jamie Foxx. Just like they got to have everybody. The gatekeeper in Thor was who? Ebus Elvis.
Idris Elba.
Hey, come on, y'all. Thank you, man. Thank you. See, he was the gatekeeper. Now, I hope y'all ready for the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper. Hey, man, I don't know if y'all jerking off, but you are breathing too heavy for me. You're scaring me, man. I'm hearing some heavy breathing out there.
You ain't right.
What the hell?
Hey,
John
Bone, but did you see that Bitcoin move? Did you see that Bitcoin move this week? Wow.
No,
I thought it was about to disappear.
Tell me about it. Go ahead. Hit it up.
Like I always tell the family with this money game, that Bitcoin is not made for you to stay in it for longevity. It is made to get your dollars out of it and go and purchase tangibles, land, go purchase silver, gold, go purchase something that's a precious resource. If you go a lake property or something, you know, you got water, you know.
Yeah, water.
Yeah,
hold on.
I mean, you cannot stay in those digital currencies. They're digital currencies. They are worthless if you get caught in them and you get caught on the downside.
Hey, my man.
Go ahead, jump in.
You think about my man, what they call himself, 56, Curtis Jackson. He done forgotten his password, a cold storage, his Bitcoin. He got $20 million in Bitcoin, but he can't remember his password, man.
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about?
Well, that's deep. 50 Cent, y'all know y'all love him. He got the movie on Showtime. Everybody watch their shows. And you telling me 50 Cent, who looks like he entrepreneurs himself into what I consider capitalism, he's in capitalism. Now, if he changes up, then he's an oligarch. So you got to look at what he's doing. So if he said that he forgot his passport, they might have took his money already because you showed me, everybody, I've been getting reports from all y'all, not just all y'all on this line that give me information, especially Black God. Thank you, Black God. You see them, they've been losing. They have stripped people, right, of all their crypto, gone. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, if you don't buy the tangibles, and what is tangibles, y'all? Y'all just said it. That's God. That's in your own Bibles. Land. And then I ran
tangibles
hand.
Are things that you can touch. You can literally touch with your hand.
But I'm going to give it to them in the symbolism of their own Bible. God, Yahweh gave you land, O Yisrael. Land. That's all you see in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Land. Because land got, because land will have, I'd rather have Jesus than what? Silver and gold. That's a code word for what the tangibles
wow.
They drive
now,
on.
Go ahead, jump. Let's jump.
It's Brother D, St. Louis. I just wanted to comment. If you notice, all our ladies look superheroes. They've been like that Luke guy. He was electric. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So, and then they got us playing all of them type of with the knowledge, with the thought, dude, in that one movie. And then basically they putting us in that, letting us know that we the energy that's fueling the world, that's making the world evolve. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
That's why they got us caught up, you know what I'm saying, with us scrambling. You know what I'm saying? You know how electric move, it go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. It go anywhere.
Live at all times.
It's right.
Whichever,
it's right now.
Whichever,
yeah. Which,
mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever, mm-hmm. whichever way it's vibrate, that's it's causing some type of life. So that's basically what we have to know, how to control our energy. And
yeah, that's right.
Let, you know what I'm saying?
Now,
you know,
now, Brother D,
how people use it.
Well, Brother D, now, that's right. With me. Don't go nowhere, Brother D. Stay with me right now. We're going to talk. Because you in the great arch. You are the gateway. That's what they call the gateway.
Yeah, I'm right down the street from where the people pass.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm in St. Louis, but, you know, I've been two states, too, all the time. So
yeah, tell, now,
I'm
just,
in
tell,
Illinois.
Give me, me, you talk like this. Now, tell me, don't tell me everything, but just tell me the vibrations you see in these different states compared to... Just give me the difference in these states that you go to, because they might be in the same grid.
Well, Southern Illinois is a little bit more relaxed, and they have crime, but it's not as like over in St. Louis. St. Louis is just live, you know what I'm saying? Everything going on in St. Louis, but that's Illinois. That's considered Southern Illinois, almost. You know what I'm saying? But it's laid back over there. The people cool. You know what I'm saying? I get a whole different vibe that from over there than
right,
from over
right,
there.
Right, right. See, now, I'm glad y'all getting me this, because that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Depending on the grid that y'all living on, you're going to get different vibrations, because the people got... Now, this is why the electricity from different people who are fighters, regardless of their connotation, their ethnic background, this energy is universally in everybody. So if people are against tyrannical belief systems, they're going to fight back. That's where we at. If you think you're going to let somebody, I mean, y'all got to look at it on a small level. I'm talking to women there. If you allow, I watch a lot of IDTV to see how I can investigate shit, because I see how motherfuckers are poisoning you. See, that's what your Bible tell you. It say, you don't know who you're dealing with till you actually get in their confines, they compound, they mind, they body, and soul. See, if you don't get to all three, you'll never know a person, because they're deceptive. So that's a hard job, everybody.
And so you don't eat everybody's spaghetti.
That's right. That's right. Because you don't know what spells could be put on you. Now, I'm going to get deep today, because we ain't got time to play. Now, Brother D, you in St. Louis, Chi-Town, Georgia. I'm looking for a lot of y'all. Hit the number one button. Y'all want to jump on this call, because we're about to get hotter. I'll tell you, because, see.
That's some energy grids. That's some energy grids. You know what I'm
saying? That's some energy grids. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the people, really, we control it. See, that's what's going on. We done stopped tilling the soil. We stopped growing our own food. The earth ain't getting us. You know what I'm saying? And that's how the vibe is going. We ain't giving back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Getting provided for.
Now, hold
on. That's what's going on.
I'm going to ask y'all a question, because all y'all in line, I got your lines open. Because y'all, now, brother in the craft, all y'all know that this is in your own books, you Christians who don't know your own book, unfortunately. When you till the ground, everybody, what year are you supposed to let it rest?
Seven years, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Yeah,
I just told y'all. Now, see, they're using. That's why I have to deal with a call. See, I will never give history.
Why do you think
call.
They burnt California? They burnt
right.
California for that reason. They finna close everything off and regrow everything. That's
right,
why
now,
they burnt them forest fires.
That's right. Thank you, man. Now, hold on. Stay with me, because I want y'all to stay with me. That's why I got the line.
The
up.
Seventh day is the Sabbath.
There you go. Say, thank you.
That's
you.
Right.
Jump it. Everything that
yeah.
is seven, the seven stars, the seven sisters that we y'all made them yourselves. I told you, when you come on here, it's about the occult world got to be mixed in history. You cannot have no history without the occult world. Anybody giving you history without the occult world, they deceptive, because The cult world is in all history. Everything is based off the cult. And so y'all just said it yourself. Seven weeks. Okay, now let's go with this. Now, I'm telling y'all, we can beat this because they do know that the planets, all Saturn is out there. A new moon. Y'all showed me yourselves. I'm going with y'all own premises y'all giving me. There's another planet being seen. There's four friggin' out of the universe lights being seen, and all nations are looking at it, including the Vatican. Now, let's get deep. I hope y'all know the Vatican went to, everybody met just recently. I don't keep with the, I hope y'all do. This is why we love the news. News means north, east, southwest of your hemisphere of your brain. So now, they didn't tell you that they all
Nancy
went to
Pelosi.
And they went to Antarctica.
Nancy Pelosi just got back from the Vatican.
They went to Antarctica.
Nancy Pelosi.
Everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Jump in.
Yeah, I was just saying Nancy Pelosi just got back from the Vatican. Her and what's the guy's name? He's the majority of the DNC. What is his name?
Schumer.
Not
Chuck
Adam
Schumer.
Schumer. Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
Chuck Schumer. These are your Kazarians.
Out of New York. Now, let's go there. Out of New York. Everybody, I just heard a clip from archives that many of you probably don't even know exist about our people in the Communist Party. But it said the convention was held in New York City when they elected the first communist black vice president. I got pictures. I've showed everybody. I don't know how they can get it. They wouldn't got people. I'm going to tell you the others. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad because facts matter. You know what they wouldn't did? They wouldn't got people from the island. Now, I'm going to show you that same playbook being played today. Everybody that's being elected in the Democratic and Republican Party is from the islands. Oh, yeah, but should you
that's
don't
true.
Play with me?
That's true,
this,
bro. That's true.
Facts matters on the dry bones, everybody. We do not.
And New York has a new black mayor, right? And
yeah.
the female governor after they got rid of Cuomo.
Now, hold on, everybody. I want y'all to know something. See, all my Jamaican brothers and sisters, Haitian brothers and sisters, see, I love y'all. Y'all better give me the news. So I know y'all do because we talked to y'all about this Haiti coin. It's a Haiti coin here in Florida, y'all. Don't get into it. The Haitian, but my brothers told me it got ramifications. But let me talk to y'all for a minute. Y'all notice that the brother, I just read a report because I keep up on all the black candidates from this website we're going to talk about, not on this air, but y'all better call me because I can't give it to you over here. Did you know he just came from Ghana? The New York mayor, the mayor-to-be, just came from Ghana. What did he do in Ghana? Who the fuck he talked to in Ghana? He going to make a plan for all you black folks and to get some of that Guyanese money they got from the slave trade that makes their emperors and chiefs wear gold more than your goddamn house, car, all y'all got on the line. Everybody on the line can't get the gold that these guys got in Ghana. I hope y'all checking out gold. If y'all really into the markets, and really talk all the shit y'all talk. What land got control of all this resources? See, that's why I want to see facts matters on this program. You can talk shit on other programs. I don't give a fuck.
And don't forget about Zimbabwe. Don't forget about Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
That's the home of where the diamonds pop straight out the ground.
Yeah, I'm so tired of these Afrocentrics in the black performing in all these arts, these shows they faking. How come Africa ain't give you all the goddamn money they got from China? Because you niggas
that evil laugh.
Yeah, you niggas ain't from Africa.
And we in the process of delisting. Exactly, we delisting Gabon. Yeah,
these niggas believe they from Africa. Ain't that something? I'm gonna show y'all your line. Keep it going.
They delisting Chinese companies right now as we speak. China, we are in an economic war with China. China is pretty much getting ready to pull our whole card. And
yeah.
Hold on, dude.
Are you reading the Bible? You know the Bible. Didn't they call us Babylon the great whore, taking dick in all Ephesus? Okay. Let's get busy, y'all. See? when y'all watch your own...
By General S. Patton, Trump, they saying Trump is an illegitimate child of General S. Patton. Man, I went and looked at that picture of General Patton. Man, that looked just like Trump with that helmet on his head, man. I promise you to God, bro. I was like, damn.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. You know, we all talk Phil Valentine. Now, you have to ask yourself, though. I'm going to talk to all y'all right now real deep. We can't make a ton of waste because you don't know what's going to happen during it. See, they told you, and see, I don't know if y'all listen or not, but they told you it's going to be a dark winter. Dark winter. You better ask yourself, what is a fucking dark winter? And when you go to dark winter in the occult world, not your feeble minds that many of you went to high school, not all you remember, the occult world don't take you to high school. High school is for fucking imbeciles. That's why it's called high, because all we did was get high in high school.
Method Man, okay. Red Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I want y'all to talk because I've got the lines up, because see, this is why I say, can you put the occult world in your mind?
Hey, you right, bro.
Yeah, facts right.
I damn sure was on. I was damn sure on some good pharmaceuticals back then,
man.
When I was in high school. I was doing some shit down there in South Florida.
Dude, in New York State. Everybody getting high in New York State. The white folks have everything: microdot, acid, you name it, LSD, you name it, was coming out their ass. Now the black community had what they always had. Weed, cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk real. Y'all ready for what y'all worshiping? Y'all worshiping something that somebody, I'm just glad I'm able to tell you this. I'm not even getting rich. That's how you know it got to be out of love. If I was to get rich, I'd be nervous right now. So let me hear from the folks who know. Being rich don't mean monetary gains all the time. So your mind don't know you are silver and gold is in your body. So I'd rather have what? The silver and gold. They're saying you rather dislike yourself than have what's in yourself.
Dr. Sutton, you wrote 3 series of books while you were a research fellow at the Hoover Institute. Can you give me basically the background of the content of these series?
Yes, the series I wrote at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University, concerned the transfers of Western technology to the Soviet Union, and essentially it comprised 3 individual books. Each book covers a period of time since 1917.
And then you wrote a second series of books on Wall Street.
Yes, these were trade books. In other words, they're not academic books. They're written for the general public. They concerned the build-up of the 3 types of socialism, Bolshevik socialism in Russia, what we might call welfare socialism in the United States, and Hitlerian or national socialism. And each book examines the financing and the contributions made by Wall Street, by international bankers, to the development of that specific form of socialism.
Now, in your research and analysis and your efforts to bring out the facts about what was going on in our society, did you encounter any effort to discourage you, to prevent you from bringing out the background of America's involvement in the financing of international communism?
Yes, very definitely. For example, when I was at the Hoover Institution in 1972, I went to Miami Beach to give some testimony before the Republican National Committee. And although a congressman had hand-delivered to the wire services this testimony, which was later printed, the wire services refused to transmit it to the newspapers. Then when I got back to the Hoover Institution in California, I was called into the office of the director, and I was told in no uncertain terms not to make any more speeches like that, and that this information should not be made public.
This was the information that we were giving the Soviet Union the technology to develop its war potential?
Oh, yes. At that time, we were in Vietnam, and as you know, the Soviets were supplying the North Vietnamese.
This was 1972?
1972, yes. And, for example, I knew that the Gorky plant, which was built by the Ford Motor Company, the Gorky plant in Russia produces the GAZ, a series of vehicles. The GAZ vehicles had been seen on Ho Chi Minh Trail. We were supplying equipment to the Gorky plant in the middle of the Vietnamese War, And these trucks were being used to carry ammunition supplies, which were killing Americans. I thought this was morally wrong, and I said so in Miami Beach and at the Hoover Institution. And it was this type of information that was suppressed.
And so what eventually happened as far as your activities at the Hoover Institution were concerned?
Well, I didn't pay much heed to the warnings. I published a book called National Suicide in the following year, which summarized our assistance to the Soviets, our military assistance to the Soviets. And when that book came out, again, there was great pressure to stop the book. There was pressure on both the publishers and me personally. And I felt I couldn't take this, and a few years later, I just left the Hoover Institution. Since 1975, I've been an independent author without any ties whatsoever.
Let's go a little bit into the background of the financing of the German war machine that we fought in the period 1941 to 1945. Could we start, first of all, with the original financing of Hitler between 1922 and 1923, when he was first making his effort to come into prominence in Germany?
The original financing of Hitler, that's in the years 1922, came only partly from Germany. One of the most prominent Americans concerned with financing Hitler was Henry Ford. In fact, Henry Ford received a medal in 1938 for his assistance to the early Nazi Party. Then, of course, Hitler had his attempted push in 1923. He went to jail, and then we begin another era in the rise of Hitler.
Right, and of course, he eventually came to power in 1933 by the electoral process. What about the financing of Hitler's electoral activities in 1933?
This I can trace. I have traced it very exactly. I discovered amongst the Nuremberg records a series of bank transfer slips to the Delbruck-Schickler Bank in Berlin to an account which was under the control of Rudolf Hess. And this was the fund that was used to finance Hitler's access to power in March 1973. And amongst the corporations that transferred money to Hitler, I find not only R.G. Farben, which is quite widely known, but also German General Electric, AEG, which is under the control of General Electric in the United States, or was at that time, and companies like Osram and...
Now, what was the tie-in between Osram and General Electric?
The tie-in was a share tie-in. International General Electric in the United States had controlling interest in German General Electric and also through share interlocks, a controlling interest in Osram in Germany.
So then we have Ford and we have General Electric helping to finance Adolf Hitler's mm-hmm. rise to power. Mm-hmm. Were any other large American corporations involved?
Very definitely. Standard Oil, through its technical association with IG Farben. For example, Germany could not have gone to war in 1939 without tetraethyl. You need tetraethyl to raise the octane value of aviation gasoline. Germany had no means of doing that. This was developed in the ethyl laboratories in the United States and transferred to the Germans. Standard Oil came up with the hydrogenation idea, which was very essential for Germany in the 1930s, because to raise the quality of its gasoline for aviation purposes. This was transferred to the Nazis. And ITT, for example, International Telephone and Telegraph, was very intimately associated with the Nazis through Dr. Schroeder, who was head of the ITT subsidiaries in Germany. And ITT controlled companies which made not only electrical instruments, but also the Focke-Wulf plant, which made airplanes, fighter airplanes.
So what you're suggesting then is that American corporations were helping to finance the German industry that was building up the war potential?
American corporations, only a few, not many, financed Hitler through their subsidiaries. They transferred...
Okay, I'm going to stop there. They financed Hitler. Now, I hope y'all want to... I'm going to ask y'all a question today, because I got all we need on the line. What's the biggest German entity making the most money right now? Y'all know it.
Pfizer.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's all I got to say. Now, are y'all willing to really listen to what y'all have done to yourselves out there in La La Land? in La La Land, you ain't thinking. You ain't realizing the Germans over here financing L.B. Favre. When he told you pharmaceutical was L.B. Favre. That's pharmaceuticals. And what I gave you the clues from, I got the clues. I said, let me get the clues out. I told you germ man is where they do the, I mean, how much more dumber can you be, America? I don't know. Let's get to the bones. Come on, y'all. How could they slip this?
There's a town called Germantown in Tennessee right out of Memphis.
All
can't
I'm
make this up, bro.
I'm not making this up. This come out their own. This is why it's called, today's program is called Let's Talk Facts, Slavery or Freedom. I didn't even have to say a word. They said it for it. This man is well-renowned. Anthony Sutton.
Hey, drop on. Drop on. What they do with unharnessed energy. See, if you only got the energy harness right, is you can do whatever with it. And see, that's what's going on with us. Unharnessed energy.
Ooh,
we don't have
that,
it
man.
Under control.
I like that.
That's what's going on. So somebody else know how to harness energy and control it. That's what's going on. So I just wanted to comment and say that.
That's a beautiful comment. Y'all got your lines open for that. I don't want you all. I want y'all to talk because this is what they need to hear. Unharnessed energy. Now, that's a shirt. I hope you can do so. That's why I say the phrases that we see and say on this program could make us in today's economy. Everybody, let's be honest. If a woman can make $1 million eating seafood on Facebook sexually, then we got all kind of potential out here to make money without even, or make energy, because it's called energy what it is. It's money. Money is energy. To make this energy. To what it
currency.
Says, currency. If you can't, right, there you go. I'm glad y'all have been with me on this. So if we can't get the currency and the energy right for us, that means that somebody's blocking it. That's what it is. And then if they're blocking it, we usually, and where I grew up, we call them cock blockers. So cock blockers always exist. They're looking to block your cock. I'm about to get into sex now because, see.
Like blocking the sun?
Yeah, block. There you go. Thank you, man. That's why I love y'all. Y'all take their call. It's like, if you blocking my cock, I'm thinking the sun. All that's going on my mind is sun. I'm blocking myself. Because you cock block yourself. So we are letting a group cock block us from getting our sun.
Why the hell you blocking yourself by taking that damn jab?
That's why we put this program, because I just, you show
you're just
combobulating
your own DNA.
You just combobulate, and that's what the whole plan is, to take your DNA and sterilize your children for the greater good. That's what they said. Not me. I ain't say this. This is what they, those in the occult world that's high up in it, said. Now, I want y'all to know something. They're making all kind of movies about cowboy, movies about us and the cowboy. Now, they won't make another. I'm going to tell you something. If I really had money, it would be Academy War. I would show how the West was won. See, it would be no play with me. Cuba Jr. would be in it. All the great ones would be in it. I'd let them all be in it. Danny Glover, Denzel, Eddie. Because I'll have them dressed as the Buffalo Soldiers. See, Nazism, nationalism. See, I hope y'all listen to this tape, to these tapes today. It said it was three types of isms. Nationalism was one of them. See, patriotism makes you want to believe in the country. That's what's going on now. Patriotism is actually being promoted through the Republican Party. Now, here's the difference in two negatives. Black folks ain't never fought for love of America. You always been fighting for hating of America. What happens when you fight for loving America and get your just dues, because you won't be able to denounce yourself? See, that's the whole key of your so-called Bible. The Bible says, and that's a Masonic book, I love it to death, because guess what? It's not what you believe it is. I know what it is in my own mind. It's a galactic book on star system reality. That's why Jesus came through the star, the five stars, the eastern stars. Y'all want me to go deep? I'm going to go deep. I could eat a lot of people up, but I'm not going to do that today. All y'all on TV showing your rings and shit. Got all this money. I ain't gonna name them. got Masonic names for insurance, got all kind of shit. Gonna buy Bill Russell's rings. But if he really wanted to help people, real people, you wouldn't do it as somebody getting celebrity photos and all that. It don't work that way. So you don't even know who the richest people on earth is. The ones you see as what I call buffoonery, it's called B&B, buffoonery billionaires. It's called buffoonery. They will give anybody. They got so much money, man, they can make a person a billionaire. If they wanted you to be, you've seen a bunch of movies like this already. Eddie Murphy showed you that. Eddie Murphy showed you that. That you can make a fool.
Trading places.
I mean, everybody can do that. And you heard what he said. I hope y'all was, I'm glad to see, that's why I know y'all deep out here. Now, you heard what Anthony Seven said. He said his book wasn't academic. It was trade for the masses. They call this trading. That's why y'all see trading. I'm trading him, trading that. It's a cold word. Now, the NFL, and I'm glad I mentioned Tampa. I'm going to mention one more time. They got a 2,000-member coalition of airline workers. Those of you who fly a lot, I love the airlines. I have not had a problem, but there is people on the airlines that are psychotic, particularly people from Philly. I'm going to have to say that. That's a fact. All the crazy people that had, except for the couple who just got suing the airlines, are going to win. Congratulations to you. Cause they have. See, what happens is, I'm going to tell you something about flying, everybody. When you give a nobody a position, I'm going to say this, I'll be honest. See, some people are so hungry for power. I see it on my job. I see it on everywhere. It's like you don't get respect at home. See, when you don't get respect at home and you're being belittled by a wife or a husband, you do anything you can to get feel accepted. This is psychology 101 right now I'm about to have with you. So you want to feel good.
Well, shit,
yourself.
Not just at home. Growing up, ostracized as a child, you know,
right,
at school,
right.
Getting
well,
picked on.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far because, you know, it might kill some people here because I ain't getting paid for
but, but that brings up a good point because, like, that's what's wrong with a lot of these, like, a lot of these police officers and shit. You know, it's like they don't have really no knowledge of self or who they are, and so they hide behind a badge or somebody can hide about a title,
right.
A CEO or something like that,
right.
You know, to make
right.
them feel powerful, and this shit is not—it's not real.
And then hold
it's
on.
A false construct.
Now I'm gonna do a show before this because when I do the Christmas show, everybody, the anagram and the acronyms. Look, why do they feel powerful? They really could be retards. You know, some of your family are now correction officers and police officers. You know, they are fucking dumb as hell. Some of them. You could love them to death, but you know. So. You know what does it? It's the anagrams. When they put the star on them, it gives them energy. See, y'all don't know these emblems got anagramic power. That's why kryptonite was against Superman. I'm about to bring what the whole thing about is, and y'all know it already. I hope they help me out here because I got the lines open. I'm just giving y'all the transmission. Look how they do us. They know to put the wrong anagram. Remember watching Bewitched, everybody? I grew up watching Bewitched at that era. We would come home for lunch and Bewitched was on. And they were bewitching us. I should love Bewitched. Oh, look, when she played Samantha and when she became her cousin, Go-Go Girl, I became more in love with her. But she played a movie called Lizzie Borden. I don't know if y'all remember that one. Lizzie Borden took an action, gave her husband 40 wax. That's a real movie. When she got to be out of Bewitched, they put her in movies that was deep as hell and spellbound. Look up Lizzie Borden, everybody. That's what the Bewitched woman played, a woman about being possessed over jealousy. Now, y'all can talk about the white man you want, but these forces of jealousy, they're gods. They can come into you and make you go psychotic over something that really, if you say you love a person, would you kill the person? That's what's going on in our community. See, we don't love ourselves. That's a lie. A big-ass lie. So they can't love us.
Hey, bro, and it's funny you brought that up because just here recently, within the past month or so, you've been having a lot of police officers killing each other. That the ones that's mayor killing, shooting each other in the house. We just had another police officer yesterday, a couple of days ago, shot and killed his baby's mama.
Right. Now, this could be because, remember now, I'm telling y'all, y'all know this. Just back me up because I'm telling y'all facts. Because of what we've been hearing thus far through analogies, sub-analogies, other doctors that don't go along with the premise that all most of the sheep listen to, listen carefully. if a person is depressed, they took the shot, they do not know the side effects of what the phone and 5G. I told everybody that I signed by this, even myself, if I don't go to 5G, everybody, listen carefully, we won't have no more program. That goes to show you the only thing saving all of us on this line, you haven't took the shot. I hope you haven't. But that's on you if you do. That's your own. See, that's one thing I told you about freedom of speech. And see, you, if you choose to do it, that's on you.
Right.
But if I'm told to do it, and I'm going to be penalized, that's slavery, everybody. I don't think y'all know what slavery is. So you're so used to watching Mandingo and shit and not getting the real premise. Mandingo was a whole, that's M&A. Y'all love M&A, don't y'all? Tonight's a fight. It's going to be a great fight tonight. So get ready to watch it. Think of Mandingo.
And that's just the whole thing, right? That too, Drabone. Like, at this point, what use is the shot when it's proven that people are still spreading and catching?
You heard
the virus. And nobody really, if you just let this keep, right.
Jacob Rothschild told you. He told you. Jacob Rothschild said it's a compliance training. I told you this whole thing is a psyop. You know, it's the whole, everybody, today is fast. Rothschild, Jacob Rothschild.
I mean, it's shit, don't work.
It's compliance. He said,
that's like putting water. Yeah, that's like putting water in your gas tank and then expect your car to crank up. You know this shit was going to fuck it up.
I want everybody, don't believe me no more. Go to Jacob Rothschild, what I just played on here. Obedience training. He had to confess. He owed. See, I'm going to tell you what happened before you go to that. I don't know. I could die tomorrow. It could happen. No, you know, the way we drive here in Florida, you could die tomorrow. But let's just say this. If you live to be old, I'm sure a confession got to come out you. The demons, see, y'all don't realize demons got to confess. It says all will confess. See, y'all don't understand the book. It's all will confess, even demons. See, they told you what they was going to do. All who told you is old, but they're taking transhumanism formulations now to stay living. Look at Nancy Pelosi. The bitch can barely talk without stuttering because this face mask that she got on her. Now, she's a demon. She's a grand Wiccan. Y'all should know this by now. She's a grand Wiccan. She is, her salary is her. She made $120 million as a congressperson. Come on, y'all. Let's stop it. Please, please stop it. Everybody on this line, even your family members. How dumb can you be? You go in broke. People have to finance your campaign. It's called pimping. It's really pimping, y'all, in hoeing. Sex is in the game. Everything is pimping and hoeing. It's plain and simple. Can't make it no simple.
Well, George Soros is one of the biggest pimps on the planet.
Thank you. Now, he's one of the biggest reservoirs for pimping because who's pumping him up, we don't even know right now. Because remember, he's a Jewish Holocaust survivor. I didn't say that. He said it on 60, he said it on 60 Minutes, y'all. I ain't say it, so don't get mad at me because I said it. He said on 60 Minutes, he survived the Holocaust by what? Pretending to do what they tell him to do. That's what it's called compliance. Compliance can be done, y'all. Let's be honest now. Let's be honest. Facts matter. Compliance is deep because you are connected to your energy. The person who connects your energy, which is ever your fun, your drugs, your sex, whatever, they cut your sex off, all you getting sex on a female's back, forth, dicks. If the dude cuts your dick off, I'm going to go with females first because y'all the power source now. Y'all might cut the dick off like y'all did in ISIS. And look, I think an alligator. Look what it, if y'all know what an alligator means, an alligator grip is what they use in electricity when you put an alligator grip to a goddamn, what, Wes? Alligator clips? You on the line?
Yeah, the alligator clips, man.
Alligator clips.
I'm pissed on the wire.
Alligator means energy, everybody. It does not mean a physical alligator. If you're a moron to believe an alligator actually bit a dick off Osiris, you are a fucking idiot right now. It's called dummy of your ass. The alligator clips means to clip onto energy. Everybody who knows electricity, which I do, I still parse to everybody. Look, electricity is what it is. Y'all just said it come from any direction. I love what you said, Brother D, how if it's unhinged energy, which we have in our black community, unhinged energy. Do you see that in black community, everybody? Let's just talk with everybody. Let's just go with us first before I go to everybody else. What group in the world will let the people who produce oil take over your community, but you hate oil? Can we say that one more time?
Standard Oil.
What group? Thank you, man. Thank you, bro. Y'all jump in because y'all see the light. When you see the light, jump in. Thank you. You just said Standard Oil. Who financed it? The car, the Ford, Henry Ford. Henry fucking Ford. Detroit. Who catch the most hell? Detroit. They team sucks. Everything sucks. Since the Detroit bad boy.
Henry Ford was a German, too. He was a German.
Thank you. Thank you. Protestant German, though. He's Protestant. See, he was the one that hated the Vatican. So he thought he was going to find it. See, I'm going to give defense to him because I started looking him up for a long time. I've been watching all this shit for so many years. It's so easy. These people really wanted to help people. They really did. People don't realize they had to not give the names of the blacks that helped them with the engines. That helped them. Patterson. Look up Patterson. Patterson actually had the car first, a black guy. But he's in a loop. This black guy, because he's black, does not mean he's for you because you're in slavery. He's not in slavery if he could fucking drive a Ferrari. What?
Wow.
Yeah. How he's in slavery? Yeah, that's why I say you civil rights people, you have now have destroyed your brain. Civil rights destroys your brain. It's designed to destroy your brain. I'm gonna tell you why. You don't think no more.
And how did Jack Johnson, the boxer, get to bang all them white women?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't even find a white woman. But this motherfucking fuck 20 in a week? How does that work, everybody? But he black folks are hated. You just heard me I played probably one of the few shows I ever played that the Nation of Islam was given permission to go to the South. But you heard why. Because it was part of the socialist agenda for communism. Make a black state. Didn't y'all hear what the people planned for you? They said, let's make us a black state. I'm going to play
dry bones.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dry bones. And the reason why, they tried it back in the 60s. They thought they had everybody's mind gone. You know what I'm saying? With all that Black Lives Matter shit going on back then. You know what I'm saying? But now, they could pull it off. But see, now they got everybody all disarrayed and messed up in the head. Where
right,
no
technology.
No neighborhoods. Technology. It's
right.
Yeah, it's no neighborhoods. It's no communities no more. It's no home no more. It's none of that. See, back then, people had television, and they was pushing that, the civil rights, and, you know, all that stuff had everybody going crazy. You know what I'm saying? But see, now, they got everybody crazy out their mind.
Right.
And now they can pull it off. So
now, right.
Brother D,
you said out their mind. That means they put a psychosis. I'm going to give you the words so y'all, I don't know. If you call it what you want to call it. But for scientific evaluation, it's a psychosis. They put us in a psychosis. Now, let me go to psychosis. I'm going to show you black folks. Black folks, I'm talking to you right now, and Spanish, and white. And anybody in between. You know, Dave Chappelle, who's still on the Netflix. Netflix is behind it. They do. Dave Chappelle is in it with him. I'm just saying, because he married to an Asian chick. I'm not attacking the Asians or nothing, but he in a loop. So he knew that by saying certain things, create chaos creates money. See, that's order out of chaos. So he knew that Netflix said, say this, just like Jesse Summit, that Kim Fox. Say this for us in our agenda, and you won't go to jail. Keep acting the fool, you won't go to jail.
Right. If anything, we'll protect you.
We'll protect you. Now, this is what I'm trying to get people to see. That's what I'm thank you, bro. Jump in. I got all y'all lines open. Philly Fifth, jump in. Stop me and jump in. Called connection. If an attorney, the highest thing in everybody, I don't even know if y'all know civics no more. The attorney general.
Well, Jarbos, wait a minute. Isn't there a certain former president is on the board of directors for Netflix?
Right. Right. Now, Netflix gave
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
you right there.
Dave, Dave Chappelle got to go for another comedic event. Now, all y'all who hate Netflix and all you women who hate Netflix, especially the ones, I love her. She want to be on Blackish. She is a good comedian. I don't care if you're gay. Let me get this out to everybody right now. So you listen to the Dry Bone Connection show. You say, look, if you think I'm against gays, you got to be kidding. I played with musicians who I knew was gay. And it was great musicians. I never diminished they worth everything. But right. just don't bring your dick out for me. Bring your dick out for somebody else. They would now. I like the song where the person say, "I'm a lesbian," and then as a man, I'm a lesbian too. If you gonna let me fuck you too, so okay, I'm a lesbian. So that, now they, I'm gonna show you how they bring a duality into reality. See, they know that the woman will take both dicks and pussy. They do that. So those of you who are Libras, which is 8, it's not number 10. It's a fucking lie. It's 8. It's the snake biting its tail in the 8. So I'm only going to go there. Venus. Women, men who know women, look, the songs that these women love is always the most freakiest songs in the world. I play drums and sing clubs all over here in Miami. If they bring out Eat My Ass, Suck My Pussy, they jumping up and grow.
Wow.
That's deep, dude. I hope y'all go out at least. I mean, you can't be in the house all day long, everybody. But I'm saying, just go out. Even old people. They listen to Barbara C's Candy Liquor. You think an old woman ain't thinking about Candy Liquor? Oh, she's going to a flashback. Candy Liquor, oh, shit. My husband used to lick it. This is what's going on today. Sex is the power. Now,
Nelly, remember Nelly with Tip Drill with the credit card? Yeah.
Thank you. I'm just trying to tell y'all that they know that cult world music knows sex is from the women. They call it the hermaphrodite cult. I ain't gonna.
And they know
no
how to hit that lower vibration.
They know how to hit that vibration, which is the lower Kulinari, the Kulini with all you. See, a lot of women. I'm gonna tell you about women today that I seen that used to be on the show. I ain't gonna name no name. But first, you say you hate Facebook, you hate all this shit. But yet, you catch the ones that claim to be conscious. Now they're putting up their whole family on TV. Why would you put your family on Facebook knowing that you said earlier it's a spy network? It's this, that, this. Then they're putting up sex pictures of themselves that we like, well, damn. Because you know why? I'm going to tell y'all later as we get deeper. Because look what Facebook actually creates, narcissists. The narcissists are the hermaphrodite cults, the ones who are male and females. They are emotional. They have to be seen. If you don't get them attention, they go berserk. This is, which I better look what narcissists mean, because everybody uses it so loosely today. Narcissism is the cult. Jesse Smollett is a narcissist. He knew he was fucking African. Look what he would have got. He could have got some goddamn corn eating husking Oklahoma motherfuckers that, you know, he went, I'm going to get some Nigerians. Now, let's go to Nigeria. Nigeria, y'all are the biggest scammers on the internet than any group. Y'all are MI6. I already know this because y'all sit on your own African network. Don't have to blame me. It said that y'all are connected to England at a high level. I said, why would Nigeria be connected to England? Oh, the diamonds, the Bears. You ever heard of the Bears, everybody, the Bear family? I mean, I don't see how y'all can be this dumb with all this goddamn knowledge out here. But you know what? I'm talking to the old people now because y'all rule. Old people are rude. Don't fool yourself. Young people are too stupid to rule. They'll be at McDonald's eating all day. They'll be dead before they know it. Old people know. Not the docile ones. Not the ones that got dementia. The ones that are able to keep their brains going and know they want to live forever because death scares them to death. I'm talking to all you Khazarian. This is your own godmother. This is a Jew Khazar. Jewish is a Masonic name. That's all I'm going to say to you. If you think that's a real name, that's on your dumb ass. But here is the real Dom. Queen. She told it all. She is the Dom Queen of all Khazaria. Listen to her. Because you cannot get me. That's why you can't get me. Because guess what? Facts matters. I don't talk. I play the facts.
During those years when I was a communist, unfortunately, I was the kind of person who was moved and impelled into the communist movement because I believed that they were interested in improving conditions of the working class. Having been a Christian, I had the residue of the Christian desire to improve conditions, to help my fellow man. But I had lost the key as to how you do it, because there's a right way of doing it and a wrong way of doing it. And what the communists are doing all over the world today is they are appealing Christian consciences to the conscience of those who are believing in spiritual life. They're appealing to those consciences, and then they're pointing out the evils which exist and say, look, it's because of Christianity, it's because of the spiritual life that these things exist. What you need is a scientific approach towards this, and we'll give it to you. In other words, they besmirch those things which make us strong. And so in 1932, when I became a communist, I could see only the evils which existed. I saw the lines of people who were poor. I saw the lines of people who were on the red lines because of the Depression. I lived through the Depression. I was a young woman through the Depression. My heart was big. My head, unfortunately, was not well trained. And I failed to understand the evils which I was associating myself with. There are two phases of life the communists always take over. One is the control over money, and two is the control over words, language. They are fast taking over all of the nice words, all the nice language of the Christian world. And they are taking them to themselves and giving them new connotations. So that when they talk to the world, they are saying one thing, which is understood by their followers. But to our ears, it sounds like the things which we should be saying. In 1944, there was a national convention of the Communist Party, which I was elected to the National Committee openly in Madison Square Garden. During that convention, there were many people who came from all over the United States. One of the social events that I attended was a dinner given by Alexander Trachtenberg, who is an old socialist, graduate of Yale, an engineer. He's head of the publishing firm for the Communists. Alexander Trachtenberg wined and dined the elite intellectuals from the party that night. Whom did we have there? We had men and women who were members of the state legislature. We had over 100 men and women who were members of the state legislature from Washington down to New York. They were not elected on the Communist Party ticket. They were elected on the Republican ticket, the Democratic ticket, the Fallen Labor ticket, the Labor Party ticket. In other words, they were elected under other tickets, but they were camouflaged communists. We had professors there, and we had economists there. And in the evening, Trachtenberg rose and made a little speech. And this is one of the bits of wisdom which I want to pass on to you, because it is important, you know it, but I want to print it for you. He said, when we get ready to take United States, we will not take her under the label of communism. We will not take her under the label of socialism. These labels are unpleasant to the American people and have been speared too much. We will take the United States under labels which we have made very lovable. We will take it under liberalism, under progressivism, under democracy. But take it we will. I pass it on to you not because I wish to smear the words liberalism or progressivism or democracy. These words are fine words in themselves, if you know what the meaning is. But they use the meaning to cover the Marxist approach to life. And it's under those labels that you must worry. You must worry when you're being sold a bill of goods. We tend to accept labels and to give them the meaning that we want to give them. The word peace, as given by the communists, means the victory of socialism. I've explained to you the communist conspiracy, which fights under many different labels. When I joined the Communist Party, I thought that the movement was a monolithic thing. You know, the district committee, the local committee, the county committee, the state committee, the national committee. I thought that was it. But I had to learn the hard way that the communist movement and the conspiracy operate through many different organizations with different labels. That since the communist theory of getting where it wants is through conflict, creating conflict, they will very often create an organization for the purpose of engendering conflict. If no conflict exists, they will engender the conflict and engender it at a certain position which drags the whole public opinion to the left in the direction of communism. And so, when I was in the teachers' union, we had communists, we had socialists, we had all kinds of little splinter groups. And I thought they were fighting each other. Sometimes they would fight each other, sometimes they would amalgamate. And I thought they were genuinely separate movements. Suddenly, when I began to come to the end of my days in the party, I realized that these separate movements were all pulled by strings from one center. They were pulled from one center when they wanted to create the conflict and the confusion. They never create the conflict and confusion way over on the right. But they will create a right in order to have the left opposed to it so they can drag people in the direction of the left. They control both sides, but they will say to you, we're against fascism, we're against fascism. We are communists, but we're against fascism. So the idea is that you're going to move right into their arms. They give you false alternatives. When I joined the Communist Party, now here's another thing which you must remember. There are a lot of people who say, well, did you have a card? Now, they think the card is the important thing. My dear friends, you better stop thinking that way. If a person acts like a duck and talks like a duck and quacks like a duck, then he is a duck. Don't look for your party card. And so with me, I didn't get a party card. The reason...
That is Bella Dobbs, Jewish. Kazar, we told you because the Bolshevik Revolution, that's what I say, I don't know if y'all know the Bolshevik Revolution, I don't even know if y'all know this or not. If you don't know this type of history, only thing you know is black history, you are a fucking idiot. Because black history is in every history, and any history is all history. So it's not just her history, it's the facts. She said...
Hey, drop on. She said ahead. The magic words, man. She said the word, that sound again, man. The words are your magic wand.
She said,
like said they trickery again.
Thank you. Thank you, bro. Thank you. You heard it. Thank you. Listen, thank you, man.
Words and spells.
She said, we will use words.
There it is.
Boy, I love y'all. Let's get some more calls. We got two new calls. They jumped on the line. Let me go to 5192. Welcome to hold this long.
Hey. Great dawn and little late coming in, but when I heard it, you know, my brain, I've been listening for a while, but my brain, when I heard her speak, you know, it's like what I've always been saying, you know, the ism, the
That's right.
ism.
That's right.
And the ism, when you look at the ism, it's a thought, but then when you look at the word ISM and you think about that temple, the pillars, the ability to control both sides of the brain, the left, the right, the I am. I am that I am, but the thought. And then, you know, that brings all different types of scenarios. I mean, all different types of thought as well, because a lot of people say, you know, that's why we need a third party, because both sides of the wings. Maybe a foreign party. Both sides of the wings and the foundation are corrupt. And see, when the brother spoke a long time ago, and he said, "Just let Babylon fall," I got what he was saying, because we need to just scrap this shit. You know what I mean? Because they're controlling both sides of the brain: left thought, right thought. We got left, you know, the new. Green Deal crew, and then we got the right that's telling what the left is doing, and we seeing it, but then, you know, they're bringing
right.
to us to, yeah,
right.
to
because
choose which side when we
I'm
know it's bullshit and
yeah,
keep on
like,
moving.
Stay with me. Don't go to where white folks are saying, not me saying, white folks are saying, Mitch McCullough, who married to a Chinese, I just go on what they telling me. She married to a Chinese. He the only one. They could have been stopped bad better. I meant to tell you something, y'all. The Senate is where Caesar was killed at.
Yeah.
See, y'all don't get
Mitch
it.
McConnell.
They try to kill
Mitch
Jesus.
McConnell.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So
Mitch McConnell is married to an Asian lady. Now, they had a chance to let the Democrats go on their own, and then so magically, 10 senators, including him, gave them the whatever, what we need. So you got to put one eye open like
that. Hold on.
Really?
Now, hold on.
So where's your money tied up in?
Now, stay with me, because we talk a lot, too. Hey, ain't it strange that Manchin, who is the governor, I think he's the senator over Kentucky, look what happened to that tornado. That tornado took out that tornado. Manchin, the one Democrat, everyone, West Virginia, all that area, West Virginia, all that area that's going on, y'all belt was destroyed because y'all working class people. I'm about to put it on y'all in a little while. Let me get one more caller. Stay with me. I got your lines open. Stay with me. Just keep yourself quiet. We can do this. 4853.
Yes. I'd like to start off with propaganda, and then I'd like to bring in, just like what you're saying, Kansas, we said Kentucky, West Virginia.
Yeah.
All of those places are on the eastern side of the Nile Valley. So
there you go.
When they came here, just like New York, you know, New York is Hymie Town. When they were brought here with Christopher Columbus, they already had their agenda. So just like what you were saying, all history. Henry Clark, he said when he wanted to find the footprint of the black man on this planet, I forgot who told him, but he said, study your enemy, because your enemy has all the information. You know, I really love what you're doing, Dry Bones, man. You know, sometimes you got to marinate with these things. Just like good food, and somebody asks you 3 days later, you know, where's the best place you ate this week? You know, you really got to damn near use your taste buds to remember. But, man, this is good food, man.
I forgot some of
the other things I wanted to say, bro, but I'm saying, you know, a lot of people aren't really trying to understand. Just like, you know, the thing with the concentration camps and all of that, you know, the people that's going to lead the people in there is the one that's going to follow their families who decided to take the poke and they're mad with you because you didn't.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah.
But the beautiful thing is.
Good. Jump in. Keep going.
Okay. The beautiful thing is this, you know, just like what y'all speaking to about the eye. Isn't it interesting that the eye that you see with, and thing that I am is synonymous, you know. So these things establish these contracts with these spells that they're putting in front of us. These contracts, propaganda, believing the bullshit. Which eye are you using? Are you using the eye that I am? Or are you using the eye that you see what they're doing with?
Yeah.
You know, just like the eye of Ra, the eye of Osir. It's the brain. It's those three glands in your brain, and the pineal is on the top. So if you use the spiritual eye, you can see through all the bullshit.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And that's what's happening right there to all y'all. Right there, all y'all on this line, you see past with all the, I like the Isaac book, all this bullshit going down. So basically.
Dry Bones, look at.
Go ahead. Jump in.
Look at the ism. You got ISM. You got the I, S, and the M. Okay, you got the S is us in the middle of the IM. That's the S, you know, the sperm, or you want to say it's the what we started off as. We look like the S anyway. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
The ism, that's why it's the brother, he always say the ism.
Man, that's
what the hell is. We the fucking isms.
Oh, man, hold on. Hold on.
Then with the SIM, the old SIM cards, you need the SIM cards to operate the phone. You take the SIM card out the phone doesn't work.
Oh,
the SIM card is the source.
Oh, man. Hold on. I got to take a break right quick.
Excellent point, bro. Excellent
point. Oh, 12 o'clock. Hold on. 12 o'clock. We're at high noon, 90 seconds. And you know what I got to do? Because I still think capitalism, two-way transmission, even though Bitcoin is on, got the premise, they're going to destroy the real premise. Your word is your bond.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
All right, and then go to drybones7 at Cash App, because guess what? You're already digitized. You don't even know. You should already know. Send it to drybones7 at Cash App. Say whatever you want. We're going to do whatever we need to do to keep this message going, because guess what? Facts do matter. And we find out more and more. If you listen to the news, after you listen to this, if you watch the news after we do a show, a program on this, it almost becomes the news for next week, pretty much. I've watched people call me, I say, hey, because we don't even watch, I watch the news, but you got to decipher the news. The news is a cult. I'm going to tell you why I know. The word Fox is 666, everybody. If you didn't know that, it's Rupert Murdoch, England. What we got to realize today is it's a cult going on. It's not history without a cult. If you just think history without a cult effects, you do not know history. You are under delusionary occupation of your brain on what you've been taught by you pay for. Let me get some more callers because we're about to get deep. Because you know we come on at 4:30. We in Tampa today. Hot ass Tampa.
Hey, Dry Bones, I got one more comment to say.
Go ahead, one more. Go ahead.
One more thing to say. You know the Sims video, I never played it, but you remember that Sims video game?
Mm-hmm.
It was like you could build your own community, build
right.
your own space, who you with.
Right.
That's what the Sim card, the ism, all of it tied into all that. You know, from my intuition.
Now,
so
that's why I'm even go further with that before I bring the 9857. Hold on one time. He says Sim cards. The reason why I love The Simpsons, because the word Sim is in The Simpsons. The Simpsons was always the one show that shows you everything. Shows you 9/11. Shows you Trump being president. They showed you all that because they have your Sim card. And your children, mine in particular, got me to watch all these shows that I would never really watch because, you know, I'm old school. I like watching some of the things I like. But I said, man, look at The Simpsons. I'm going to give you some clues. Simpsons, the father guy, the family guy, whatever the fuck his name is. And all this, that one with the aliens in it. I can't think of what's coming on sci-fi. They show you.
Futurama.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Let me get some more callers. 9857. You on the air.
Hey, what's up, brother?
There you go, man. Appreciate
quite interesting, man. Interesting story, man. Heavy. I guess, you know, the predictive programming is, of course, you know, that's in full effect. We've been getting some warning signals recently. I think it was Archbishop from the Vatican that made a release recently.
Yes.
I think his name is Carlo Maria.
Yes.
And clearly, I think somebody done got the memo already that they're about to go to the next step. So he cryptically put out this video. Which is kind of odd. We know they're in the loop, but the prediction program is pretty much accurate. Like you said, those shows were already giving the insights. The Simpsons, Bart Simpsons, whatever shows, and it's funny how it's all coming into fruition. But I just think that the overall agenda is to eventually, I think, put on the switch, cut it on, and either that part of the segment who already taken that shot. Either get wiped out, pain, far as memory-wise, like you guys said about the chip, you know, and they begin the new reality. They start the foundation of the new reality. And I think that some people are going to be in and then some people are going to be out. I think the ones who are out
yeah.
right now are getting worried, you know.
Yeah.
I think the elites are always going to get the first heads up, so they're already positioning themselves. And then those who once thought they probably was in that upper echelon are realizing now in the new reality, they are no longer in favor, you know.
Well, let's go there. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to my brother H, brother Harold. I love Brother Harold. They had a Haitian individual act like he had a Haitian Bitcoin. I talked to brother, and he told me it's a scam. So you see, okay, for instance, you know the technology now, the infrastructure for that's going on in Haiti is got to be New World Order. It's like they have destroyed that for that purpose. Now, you've been seeing natural disasters. What you take from what you heard today with these tornadoes hitting to really the belt of really, I mean, they put Amazon in there on purpose. And let's be honest, everybody, I hate to say this. I'm not being callous. I'm not against, I hate death for people because their family loves them too. Isn't it strange Amazon has six people in the Amazon warehouse? Now, what's your take on these sacrifices? Because Haiti took a bunch of sacrifices right now. I mean, a bunch of killing, a bunch of stuff going on. And I keep telling people, I tell people, it's not the white here, it's the Grand Orient of France. Why do you think the Haitian community do not look at France the way you look at America? Why are you looking at America and France is the one that did the most damage?
Well, you know, the funny part is that that Jesuit hidden element that controls the indoctrination of the masses have been fairly active since after the assassination of Dessalines. A lot of Haitians have not come to terms with the reality of that. Because of the fact that they're highly been indoctrinated, to know that they're still maneuvering behind the scenes, and that's been a hurtful element because you know it's unspoken of aspect of the overall culture. People tend to think Haiti is associated with voodoo, but Haiti is 85% Catholic,
85%
controlled by the Vatican.
Yeah, facts. You know? Hold on, let me get another call. Let's stay with me.
Can I add something to that equation, Dry Bones?
Go ahead. Feel free. Go ahead.
Okay. All those islands, Haiti and all of that, they're part of the Americas. Because of the colonization is what brought about the separation, all of those contracts, going back to paperwork again.
They're looking at
France because of the fact that France was the ones who strived to colonize and maintain them. But also, France was one of the original republics in the West. You know, every great person or so-called people that they considered great was going to Haiti. Even the black gay brother, even he went to Haiti. Even the sister that was famous for dancing. Even Benjamin Franklin and things like that. Thomas Jefferson, all of them spent a lot of time in France.
The Grand Orient. I'm not saying what you're wrong. You give me the credence to what I'm saying. I'm just gonna give it quick to the precise. Just look up Grand Orient, everybody. Grand Orient. And you will see France sits at the climate control seat. Let me go to 5298. 5298.
Greetings, family. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. Go right ahead.
Yes. Brother Ed Harris here from Chi-Town, the numbers and I just wanted to
do your thing.
Real quick, family.
No, do your thing.
Let's get biblical on what we're talking about. We always talk about the depopulation of this world, and all they want is 500 million people left. Well, let's look at it. It's the three. The three is the devil. The three is a lie. The three is the fucking shot. Three is kill. They want to kill over 7 billion people. It's not physical. It's spiritual, as we've been saying. So once you accept the three called the damn shot, you're dead. They're going to kill you because if you don't die physically, you're part of the walking zombie. The 500 million they're scared of is us that refuse to take the fucking shot. We the ones that they talking about is going to be here fighting their ass. Everybody else, guess what? None took the shot to kill Joy. They finna kill their ass. And they done set it up because, again, the test run was the last 3 to 4 years they've been bringing in this damn cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, all this shit. What's going to happen? They're facilitating this shit for all you motherfuckers who done took the shot that's going to be in the multiverse. That's how you're going to pay for the shit. Real simple. You ain't got to use no dollars. It's going to be cryptocurrency to keep your ass right there in the goddamn dream world. That's it, family. Take the shot. You're part of the shit that's killing the 7.5 billion people in the mind. You took the shot in the mind before you took it in your goddamn arm. With that family piece of love, think about it. Love you.
Ooh, wait, bro, you broke that shit down, bro. You scared me. You scared me.
Hey, call me up, brother. We want to talk because I know I ain't just seen no show with y'all on there. That's Brother Eddie, y'all. I don't even want to tell you. God damn. All right. You heard what he just said. It is what he just said. Now, how you know we talking about facts? Did you just hear the people tell you? He even tell you. It said that they plan on sterilizing. What is sterilizing, everybody? That means your dick is gone. They want to make sure you don't get no dick. Somebody making a lot of noise. I don't know where that's come from, but okay. Do me, y'all hear it like me? I don't know if that's me or what. I hear a lot of noise.
Yeah, I hear.
No,
I hear too.
Yeah, somebody. If you just mute yourself, if you're in wind, you're driving the car. Just mute. Yeah, thanks. I'm gonna break. Just come back when you ready to talk.
I'm already muted.
I ain't talking about you because the song went. Somebody else did it. Let me get 9927. 9927. You on the air? Now, I ain't talking about though. I'm just saying they know they make a noise. 9927. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to be echoing.
Okay, go ahead.
Echoing phones.
Just to talk.
Hey, hi, everyone. Brother Eddie said, the metaverse is nothing but a vault for dreams. They in there buying up land, Snoop buying up land. I mean, everybody going into that. They purchasing, selling,
everybody.
Making money off this shit.
That's right. They getting rich. They right. Go keep going. NFTs
and what else? Basically, the NFTs is what's doing it. It seems like the art. Oh, sand. They got the sand money too that they using. Yeah, that's the beginning of the Matrix. Your body gonna be mining the Matrix, the metaverse. They already got the pods for the synthetic babies to make those babies in the pod. And they got the robot that can actually walk with the pod, and she feel like she married. I mean, not married, pregnant. Pregnant. You know what I'm saying? She's pregnant. I was like, damn, they really going through the Matrix for real. And the robots is trying to take over. Sophia's already told us, kill all humans.
Didn't they just say
other beings that's ruling on here that know that there's other realms across the ice wall, because Earth is not what they tell us. It's not a fucking globe, y'all. So we gotta stop. We gotta get that globe shit because we know it's round. Because we see the sun is round and we see the moon is round, but it looked like a disc. It don't look like a ball in the sky. You don't see it spinning. So that's a bullshit-ass lie. Then you got not only you got one realm beyond the ice wall, but they have an ice wall. And beyond that, it's another realm. So it's just, it's like a continuous thing. And these are, we already in a real verse. We already in a verse. So it's multiple verses. It's universe. I mean, we gotta understand.
And since the next series of Marvel movies, we're gonna be dealing with the multiverse. It's like the next Doctor Strange movie is gonna be called Multiverse of Madness.
And then we got the like you said earlier, everyone. It is, they're using spells by using the symbols of the Greek Greek letters. They use spells with Phoenician, which is, and they use spells with Hebrew. Each letter is a symbol, just like the numbers are symbols. So that's when the brothers be doing the numerology. That's very important because they're putting all the symbols together to create or see what's going on with yourself and things like that. This is how they're working it. That's why they're doing these viruses and all that stuff, because they know how to put the fucking symbols together and make these binding spells on your mind, on your body. They know how to create weapons with these spells. Shit, that's why we've been spellbound for a very long time. So, yeah, people got to wake up. The money is, I know, Bones, you say it's currency, but it's a false currency. Just like the crypt means vault. Vault means tomb. Jesus was in the tomb how many days? How many days these niggas going to be in the tomb? I want to know. 3 days? 3 decades? 3 years they're going to be in there? How long the AI going to control everybody in the vault, the metaverse, before they wake up and then create Zion? They had already told us in the Matrix. We enslaving ourselves.
Why Dry bones dropped off the planet?
I guess so. I don't know. It's only 12, 15.
Well, good. I'll take over the show then. Let me stop.
Bones, you there?
Yeah, I think he got dropped off. Unless he got another call trying to bring somebody in. But the tapestry of this thing is real interesting. I mean, we all chose to be here at this time, but it's almost
impossible to
share information with people.
I was born at this time to see all of this, to grow up and see all of this going on. The planet is actually being taken over, y'all. This is right in our faces. You got the Umbrella Corps, which is the United Nations. You got the fake wars with Z and Putin in the United States. And how the fuck did the United States take over America? America. America is our continent. You still got China, but why can't we go by America? See? The United States is nothing
okay,
but
well,
we all know it's a corporation.
They took over
America.
Right. Okay.
They created
you,
all these laws and bullshit.
But you've been listening
when they
for
started
when?
Signing all them treaties back in the days, they knew what the hell they were doing.
You know
it,
right.
Letting in the Germans, all that. They,
right. Okay, now hold on. You heard this. Hold on. Stay with me. You heard this. You knew they were doing this. Now, what you think about, you heard the Khazar, because you come out of Khazar.
The Khazarians?
Yeah, you see how they own people said it was just like the blacks that you heard earlier said that they was going to trick us. They go after our fears that we knew we had discrimination here because the indigenous people would be the most people disgruntled. Wouldn't you be? See, that's what I'm trying to get back for. You'd be the most disgruntled. If the people claim they came from another country so much, they'd be willing to go back to their country because they do love their country by the flags. Flags show you love your country because your country, if you got two flags, think about people riding two flags on their car because they do it here in Florida all day long.
They do it in Chicago too.
So women, you say in Chicago, America is your country that's rescued you, but your country that you love because you hated to leave is on the other side of the car. So I'm trying to figure out why do we see these occult symbols? Like, you know, you've been through the occult world. What? Where do we lose the occult symbolism? You know damn well the Tetragrammaton. People don't even know what the Tetragrammaton is still to this day after you found out 30 years ago that what it was. So
it represents
our
body. It represents us.
What keeps us dumb, though?
You know,
no, the question I want to ask you because you already
us.
Know. What
these
keeps us dumb?
That represents our body we can use to heal ourselves with, but we're
right.
Using everything wrong. They know that.
Well, okay, but what,
they
hold on.
That.
What keeps us dumb? The question to you is, what keeps us dumb? I want you to explain to me your analogy of what keeps us dumb. Why we still stay this dumb? Is that a Bible scripture?
Because all the technology we help them build is keeping us dumb. The education we keep pushing out, we're being born into this, right? So we're becoming programmed into this because our ancestors are gone. They can't tell us and teach us, well, this is what you got to say and this is what you got to do because these beings right here are using this against us that we used against them in the beginning. Words are so powerful. I'm stupid. I don't know how to use the language properly. None of us do.
Right.
If we knew how to use the spells right, we wouldn't be in the situations that we are.
So,
we wouldn't have the U.S. telling us, oh, take a jab. We wouldn't have all this. People are so stressed because they're so caught up
in
the
Hold on. You said some deep stuff. You said that just like you heard the man say, they would use words. So the spell words, we don't know all words, so we can't do the incantation. All right, hold on. Let me get, I got to get hot.
Okay.
Before we cut this off. Now stay with me. I'm going to keep everybody in line. Just make sure everybody starts deep. If you want to jump in, feel free, but I'm going to make sure everybody listen, because I don't want to do all the talking. I want facts. These are the people who are doing the damage, telling you they're doing the damage. How much more spells can we take?
Mr. Bezmianov was born in 1939 in a suburb of Moscow. He was the son of a high-ranking Soviet Army officer. He was educated in the elite schools inside the Soviet Union and became an expert in Indian culture and Indian languages. He had an outstanding career with Novosti, which was the press arm or the press agency of the Soviet Union. It turns out that this is also a front for the KGB. He escaped to the West in 1970 after becoming totally disgusted with the Soviet system, and he did this at great risk to his life. He certainly is one of the world's outstanding experts on the subject of Soviet propaganda and disinformation and active measures. Well, you spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with...
Now, y'all just heard that. Y'all did not play that from the very beginning of our shows.
You should rewind that one more time. That one,
yeah, about,
that one set.
Yeah.
Rewind that one more time.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Did y'all hear that? Facts. I told y'all facts matters, that many of y'all wouldn't care about the facts. It said that your brain can only take 10%, of knowledge at one time, and you can't comprehend the rest. They have bombarded you. You heard it from a Soviet. This is an actual Soviet. probably did. Now, it got to be like 98, so I don't even think about this, y'all. I mean, come on now. I mean, the man goes on national TV, gives an interview, says that all they got to do is take the children for about 40 years and then just transform them. Ain't that what the woke media, the woke, get rid of all your knowledge at school, talk about the, do you understand? This is a program. I'm trying to see if it's from alien sources. We will talk about that in a little while, but maybe not today. But what do y'all think about the program that's actually working? People are actually going to vote Buffalo, a chick that never had no history of politics, and vote her in. And then, haven't y'all heard today, New York State? I'm giving it to you all, New York State. Love y'all to death. My passport says New York State.
The number one spell word that they are using that's working is fear.
Yeah,
those
fear.
Four letters right there.
Fear.
Those four
fear.
Letters I put together fear. As a binding spell to
yes.
cast.
Fear. Fear. There you go.
Hey,
everybody
drive
is
on. Drive
go
on.
Ahead, jump in. Jump in. Jump in.
Think about it. Think about it. What better way, what better strategy to come in and take over a nation than to take your nation and build it within that nation and put your people, put your constituents in political office. You don't even have to do a coup. You done
yep.
set it up now where, and if you pick New York, they passed that law. That law actually passed for
right.
the green card holders. You can vote now in New York local
right.
elections.
Now, the
so
only
what
thing
better
can,
way?
Hold on, stop. Don't, before you go, the only thing that can stop is a new incumbent mayor who's a black guy now from so-called an island country who just went to Ghana.
Correct.
Now, if this cat does anything, you know we in trouble, everybody. If this cat does not recede and let Kyrie Irving play for the Nets, we in New York State, you are under
Eric Adams.
Yeah, you're on the supreme. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. You're the supreme. You're on the supreme, supreme, supreme
right.
slavery. Supreme slavery.
Right.
Go,
and
go right
so
ahead.
Where I was going with it, so where I was going with this, you know, and no disrespect to my black immigrant brothers and sisters. Y'all know how we rock. We get down. Some of y'all come here, and some of y'all get right on cold and stay on cold. But then you got a small population of our immigrant brothers and sisters. They wasn't shit in their country, and then they come here. What make you think they're gonna be something to us in this country?
I'm not shitting on all my brothers and sisters.
I'm not shitting on them. But you done turned your back on your other country. But you gonna come here and say trust you? I mean, it's astronomical.
Let's go there because that's gonna be where we gonna go with America. America. Supposedly under the premise is an immigrant country. Let's talk to everybody. Let's talk. Facts matters.
United States.
Yeah, United States. There you go. Thank you.
What about the term Manchurian candidates?
There you go. Thank you, bro. I got the lines open. I'm saying here we go with immigration again. And immigration, according to what I learned from Dr. Claude Anderson and many others, said that immigration was not good for the indigenous population because it usurps what the Bible said Esau your power. I mean, how much more do we got to keep telling you? Esau is the story of your demise.
Hey, Dry Bones, I'd like to go back to that audio that you just played. This great mind from Russia studied in Hindustan. He studied the Hindu Indians.
Yes, he did. Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. You heard that. Thank you.
The Aryan nation that Hitler was talking about raising is a Sanskrit Hindu word.
That's right. Thank you. Indo. Mm. If y'all go study a dictionary, which I was had to do, that's part of my training. Is etymology. You must learn the spell words. The spell words come from out of different languages. Indo-European. They name our Indo-European. That's the code word, Indo-European. If you look this up properly with a lexicon and books that will translate, because I mean, even though it's Spanish. The Spanish that we speak is not the Spanish that's in Spain. It's not the same one over here in Latin America. It's not the same. Latin America speaks Vatican language. I'm going to prove it to you right now. Got no choice. All you believe you are from Latin America. I love you to death because beautiful people, they're black, they're everything. But let's be honest.
Your let me tell you who's running the cryptocurrency.
In the
news media all the time, black
tell
people.
Me.
They say, oh, black people are number one in the cryptocurrency. I said,
yeah.
Damn it, here we
yeah.
go again.
Right.
Get ready to fuck
thank
ourselves
you.
Up.
No, right.
For
you.
Real.
They take the blacks that was actually in different countries that were very, let me tell you something, everybody. We got some high-tech blacks. There's some black folks that I'm accounted for that are excellent. They could help. It's like two dualities, good and evil. We got good techs and we got bad techs. And unfortunately, your kids are able to do good, but you make them do bad. Those of you who are parents' patents, you produced them. Don't blame the white man for what you created. Let's go further. The three, this is it. This is the Mason board. This is the checkerboard. If you watch this, England is going down. Europe, France, Australia. Australia is a penal colony, just like America, everybody. America was
Italy,
a penal colony.
Italy.
Thank you. They were penal colonies. They're penal colonies. Pino, can I even say, what is Pino to y'all? I don't know what it means to you, but Pino colonies is what they created. That's when you let your
mind control colony, the Pino gland.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, sister. Appreciate it. You the first one said Pino, control your mind colonies. Thank you, sister. Appreciate that.
Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of History Not Taught at School, which is going to be about our world. And I want to begin by talking about the three sovereign city-states that are in the world, which are most powerful. And the first of these is Vatican City there in the heart of Rome, in the centre of Italy, which is a sovereign state which pays no taxes and has its own private guard, the Swiss Guard. And the second of these is the City of London, which also is a sovereign city-state within England, which pays no taxes and has its own private police force, the Metropolitan Police. And this is the financial hub of the British Commonwealth. And the third of these is Washington, D.C. And we can see that Washington, D.C. has been laid out according to Masonic principles with the pentagram and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we know also that there's a private guard there at Arlington Cemetery. And so these are the three horns that are mentioned in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. First of all, Rome, and then the two horns that follow it, which are the British Commonwealth and the United States of America. And on top of these horns, which represent the beast of the book of Revelation, is the Whore of Babylon, which represents the religions that control the beast, which are the religions of Freemasonry and Gnosticism.
The La Fortuna, by the way, transported approximately 217 slaves on each trip. The owner cleared not less than $41,438 from such a trip. These were dollars which the slave dealers could keep. And these were dollars of value, which would buy a great deal in return. When one considers that the Jews of Newport owned about 300 slave transporting ships, active without interruption, docking at Newport, Africa, Charleston, or Virginia, one can approximate the tremendous earnings which made their way to Jewish ship owners. Indeed, the Jews admit that of the 600 ships leaving Newport Harbor into all the world, at least half of them went their way to Africa. And we know what these ships going to Africa were seeking. The fact that Aaron Lopez had control of over more than half of the combined deals of the colonies of Rhode Island with Newport is well known.
And so the book of Revelation also describes the moving of human cargo, which is the slave trade. And it also says that all the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn when Babylon falls. And so this represents all the major corporations that are built up in the world today, and how they will all fall one day. And we also know that sitting on top of the beast, that is the beast of Rome and London and also America, is this Whore of Babylon, which describes all the whore religions that are mentioned in the Bible. And so let's have a look now at the first Masonic lodges in America.
In the year 1749, the first Masonic lodge was established. 90% of the members of this first lodge, 14 all told, were Jews. And one knows that only so-called prominent individuals were accepted. 20 years later, the second Masonic lodge, or King David, was established. It is a fact that all of these members were Jews. In the meantime, the Jewish influence in Newport had reached such proportions that President George Washington decided to pay them a visit. Upon his appearance, both of the Masonic lodges sent an emissary, a Jew named Moses Sisex, to approach the president with a petition in which the Jews of Newport stated, quote, "If you will permit the children of Abraham to approach you with a request to tell you that we honor you and feel an alliance, and then, quote, until the present time, the valuable rights of a free citizen have been withheld. However, now we see a new government coming into being based on the majesty of the people, a government not sanctioning any bigotry nor persecution of the Jew, rather to concede the freedom of thought, which each shares, whatever nation or language, as a part of the great government machine," unquote. It is necessary at this point to consider the disclosures as to who, in reality, obtained this legendary freedom in America at the founding of the Union. To be sure, the province became independent and severed from the English jurisdiction. However, we can see from the petition which Moses Sisex offered President Washington in the name of the Jews of Newport that it was not in reality this type of freedom which they had in mind. They were merely concerned about themselves and their, quote, own civil rights, unquote, which had been withheld. Therefore, following the Revolutionary War, the Jews were accorded equal rights and freed of all restrictions.
What show gave you this information? Can y'all give me a show that gave you this information? Somebody call me and tell me who gave you this information.
See, the problem is, why does somebody have to give you permission to be free? Why does it have to be on a piece of paper?
No. Drybones, he's going too far, bro. He's going too far. That dude need to do 20 push-ups right there and send you a picture of him doing 20 push-ups.
Hold on.
He clearly said that look how long the Ashkenazi's been here. Look who capitalized on supposedly kidnapping people and brought them here. Mm-hmm. Look at the people who are claiming Most High's chosen people.
I played it for you. Hold on. All I want y'all to do is don't even listen. Just look up to the name he said was the captain. The name was what you need to look up. Look up the name he said, Moses. He talked to Abraham. Abraham. Ain't that the new accord they have with Israel? Abraham Accord. And he said George Washington, who was the first, laid the foundation with Prince Whipple, a black diadem.
Masons.
A black diadem wearing individual. I'm going to say diadem because I don't know if y'all know what diadem means, but just look up diadem. I ain't got time to worry about this shit. And look, how much more can we give you? You just heard that they got the civil rights.
Wow.
And who's the NAACP? Who's the founding mother? Mother is Mary. That's
right.
Mother Meriting Overton, and then Arthur Schomburg. What's the award they get? When they get the Los V award? Oh my goodness, it's just amazing. So you got to wonder, a lot of people have been dumbed down because I could find this. I found this without a lot of fanfare. I just put in keywords. And somehow
he made that. Spin God. That's you talking about. Spin God.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Brother West. Thank you. Spin God Award. That's what they get, the Spin God Award. Now, how is it that this could happen under a group that came from the Bolsheviks from Russia, who are the high level? Now, I just try to tell you this. I can't say it no more. Black people, you were not slaves first, you fucking idiots. The word slave don't even, the word slave don't even pertain to you.
It's funny, by the way, slave comes up to 19.
Yeah.
Our language doesn't even have a word called Slavic.
If you want to go to that region.
Exactly.
That's why etymology is important.
But let's go back. Let's go back to the initial thing about it all. They came here on the ship with, just like what you're saying, a red hat wearing Masonic navigator that bought a mulatto, Christopher Columbus, that was half melanated and half Ashkenazi. Cargo was those same people.
Yeah.
A few hundred years later, they got masonry.
I want everybody to reverse this trip. Remember, back in the day, used to be a brother who was a worship master, a worship mason, worship. I ain't gonna name his name, but all you late wells know what I'm talking about. Somebody make a lot of noise. Now, who making all this noise, man? Thank you. The middle of masonry in Florida is in the middle. Everybody, I don't know if you know this or not, but I know this. Lake Wells, Lakeland, Tampa Bay, the Pirates. It's a lot. Anyway, let's go there. So here how it works, everybody. These pirates, which thank goodness. Thank goodness they knew. The first black city in is St. Augustine, which I will be doing a remote from there in 2022. I will be in St. Augustine, Fort Negro, a live remote. I'm going back to my old ways, going to the locations. And I'm gonna make sure everybody listen that day, because y'all been fooled. How you got a Fort Negro?
You've been hoodwinked.
How you got a Fort Negro? Fort Negro in St. Augustine. How's that work, everybody? I'll be there remotely. 2022. Count on that.
We have an education general that established a settlement over there too. Don't forget.
Yeah. We gonna be there. I'm gonna be there live. I'm just count on that. I'm going back to my room.
Hey, dry bone.
Go ahead.
In the movie The Mafia, when Corleone's son had to go meet the old man, where did he have to go to talk to him at?
I think it was at the church, wasn't it?
Where did Weiss retire and move to?
Florida.
Yes,
sure
indeed.
No,
exactly.
Not Weiss. Hyman Roth, man. You got to be mixed up. Hyman
Roth.
Roth,
right.
Yeah, Hyman Roth. Roth.
Exactly.
Hyman Roth moved to Florida. Sure did. Pirate capital, the whole state. Thank goodness I'm here, living legend in Florida. All y'all know. We don't play. Now, Chief Warhorse, somebody got to make a lot of noise. Why you got to make the noise? You know y'all hear this.
Yeah, that's somebody.
Why don't you just mute yourself?
Somebody got some real electronics going through, man. Some real electronics.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Thank you. I appreciate you just doing that for us. Thank you that much. Hyman Raw, them came to foot. Now, I'm going to say this. Chief Warhorse, well, I told all y'all who got this indigenous land, I don't know why we did not grow marijuana. That's some dumb shit y'all own. If y'all got land... And we cannot invest in that. That's why I know something's wrong. Because Chief Warhorse told me personally, and she said, look at the 33rd parallel, and I'm telling you, the Vatican got all the names of every indigenous tribe in the America. That's a fact. They know every name. So whenever you want to look up the real records, if you would, all you so-called black Boule, I'm going to go to the Boule next week. The Boule is our biggest problem. In order to have a war, you don't look for the white man no more. I'm telling you straight up. If you think the war with the white man, you are ridiculous.
The enemy within.
Thank you, man. Ain't that the Trojan horse syndrome? The Trojan horse. The Trojan horse told you the whole story. I don't think y'all know the whole story. So we're going to work with this. Let me just play this one more time because I want y'all to know something. this is going to be all y'all. Y'all don't have to play gump. Y'all just need one thing. The whole world is a damn masquerade. Now, this doctor told y'all, this is a white woman. A white woman who is over the Confederacy. A white woman is over the Confederacy. They call the daughters of the Confederacy.
Science doesn't know everything. We have been enslaved, and we are in a big hypnosis. That's what's happened. The biggest psychological warfare, MK Ultra project, has been launched on humanity, and it's working. So the few of us that are awake, the remnant, our job is to help awaken the others and shake them out of the hypnosis. And how do you do that? Remember what it is to be human, because everybody forgot. Literally, we forgot. You're staying away from one another. You're just getting instant everything. We're ordering off of Amazon, ordering instant food. Everything's digital, technology. I hate those stupid avatars. I'm sorry, but you know, it's disconnecting you from who you are. You are beautiful. Don't mess up. Don't mess it up. Don't put a mask over yourself. Don't make yourself into an avatar. You are made in the likeness of God. Why would you make yourself anything different? Stop following these tricks and these psychological warfare techniques that they're doing. Also, the television should always be shut off at all times. We were talking about that in the beginning, how they've for decades done research where you could have the TV on in the background. You can't really hear what they're saying. However, the tones and the frequencies and the colors used are done purposely to brainwash you. And if you just, there's a patent number, I don't remember it offhand, but if you look it up, it'll show you that the television was made to be a brainwashing device. It's called Tell a Vision. It tells you a vision and to program you. That's why their television programs is programming you. And the CIA has been behind the television programming and the movie industry for a long time. They give them the storylines. They tell them what to put in there. And there's lots of documents and data on that. So stop the biggest brainwashing device out there, and that will already start to awaken your mind and your heart.
So what can you, I guess, I hear from nurses and doctors regularly in my messenger inbox, obviously. They're not willing to come forward, but they know what's going on. What can they do? Do you think that,
well,
I mean,
at this point, I'm really upset, and I'd like to say stronger words, but I'll say disappointed. Because this, they took oaths. We're not making a product. We took oaths to take care of, we were given the honor and the privilege of a human life in our hands, literally, okay? And that you turn your back on your oath and that you turn your head away for the dollar sign, you know who you're worshiping now. I'm sorry. I know what I was doing. I made choices and I refused, and I had ultimatums on me. I've had death threats on me, but I would never do anything to hurt another person. And when these Vs are rolled out right now, they are truly an experiment. There's something called the Nuremberg Code. If you don't know that, you should read on it. You are supposed to give informed consent. You're not giving informed consent because you don't even know all the data on this experiment that's laid out. Nobody should be forced into it. And you should tell the person that I cannot tell you that the benefits outweigh the risk, because not one person can tell you that. They should be honest and not, they should not coerce or force anyone into doing this. That is their human right duty. And they should, that, and if they do anything other than that, that's on their head. That's on their heart. And I am calling all of my colleagues out now. You should never do that to another human being, because we cannot dance around and hold each other's hands and walk on eggshells anymore, because we're talking about the future of humanity and people's lives at stake here. So no, I don't have any sympathy. I don't have empathy for them, for anyone in the medical field right now. No. I'm sorry. I have to be harsh now, because the time is now to act.
It is time now. It's time to rise up.
And they don't have an out. They don't have a get out of jail free card here. No way. They are contributing to crimes against humanity when they participate. And if they did not participate, if only just a certain percentage didn't, this would stop immediately. And I am calling all of them out, every single one of them. They need to do some soul searching right now.
100%. 100%. And it's not all of them. We have a very...
Hey, here's the thing, though. How do we know these people that's doing...
How do we know these people are doing what they say they're going to do? That's a good thought.
How do we know they even human? They have souls.
There you go.
She right, man. That PAT number is 515970.
There you go. You've been saying. I'm glad y'all listening. Anytime you put a patent on a disease, I'm going to leave you with this. What about us? That's what y'all better listen to. This man died for trying to tell you the facts.
What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fears? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice crying earth is weeping soon? Crying earth is weak.